to work today.
Gray beards in uniform. The Army is getting older and older. Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Israel has no intention of abandoning military operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Not yet. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says the end will come only when peacekeepers are in place.
Israel will stop fighting when the international force will be present in the south part of Lebanon.
And Olmert says two kidnapped Israeli soldiers must be released unconditionally. Israel says it's killed 10 guerrillas, 3 Lebanese soldiers, and at least 15 civilians in its latest operations. More from CBS's Vicky Barker.
There's no doubt this offensive is escalating and that Hezbollah still packs a deadly punch. Hezbollah guerrillas are hitting Israeli ground forces with mortars, anti-tank rockets, and machine guns. And they're still lobbing rockets deep into northern Israel. The Israelis, meanwhile, are going ever deeper into Lebanon with a commando raid last night in Baalbek near Syria and 80 miles from Israel. That raid netted 5 suspected Hezbollah fighters, but apparently not the commander they were gunning for. I'm Vicky Barker in Beirut. For more from Israel now, here's Dan Raviv.
One reason to resume bombing, the military makes no secret of the fact it's trying to kill the leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, a former head of the spy agency, the Mossad, says.
If we would be able to hit Nasrallah, it might be a big morale hit.
That's Danny Yatom, who says Israel has managed to cut by a lot that group's strength by destroying perhaps thousands of missiles and killing an estimated 300 Hezbollah fighters. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
It's another day of broiling temperatures over the eastern half of the country, leaving millions finding any way they can to beat the heat.
Lots of water and as little clothing as legally possible.
Says one New Yorker, the Big Apple's expected to bake as the mercury climbs to a forecast high of 104 degrees. And Washington could hit triple digits, meaning the AC will be humming. This woman hates the heat, so she's happy to go to her office.
Which ironically is freezing, so I have a sweater with me.
Kids in Charlotte know how to cool off. A visit to the ice cream man who says the higher the temperatures, the better the business.
They are waiting for us because it is hot, so they have to buy ice cream.
Well, it's not the heat that's been giving people in South Texas fits. It's 3 straight days of torrential rains that have left roads and homes flooded. Forecasters say there will be a break in the downpours, but it might not last for long. Tropical storm Chris is building strength as it bears down on the eastern Caribbean. Michelle Minnelli is with the National Hurricane Center.
Currently are 60 miles per hour, and it's possible that Chris could be upgraded to a hurricane later today.
Long-range forecasts aren't certain. By late in the weekend, Chris could be south of Cuba or near Florida. It's an army of one, even with a touch of gray in the hair. We're live with CBS News correspondent Jim Shenemy. Jim, the Army's up the enlistment age again?
That's right, Nick. A warm welcome for older GIs.
Where is your honor, dirtbag? You are an absolute disgrace.
Basic training now open for recruits up to age 42.
Yay!
Just 5 months after the Army jacked up its maximum recruitment age by 5 years, it's now raising it another 2. It's also offering cash signing bonuses. The reason? Too few people are signing up, fearing they could end up in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Well, after 3 years dominated by U.S. companies and money, the rebuilding of Iraq is being handed to the Iraqis, and an audit says much has been left undone. The report says more than 500 planned projects haven't even been started, and the U.S. has no coherent plan for transferring control. In Havana,
Viva Fidel!
Viva!
Viva Fidel!
Crowds gathered to cheer for their leader, Fidel Castro, hospitalized after intestinal surgery. In a statement, Castro says he's in stable condition, and he urged his countrymen to remain calm. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Well, it was a gully washer in the South Metro. Heavy rain and lightning hitting Arapahoe and Douglas counties during last evening's rush hour and knocked out power to nearly 7,100 homes. Our own Lois Melkonian was caught in that storm.
And then the rain, it seemed to almost go horizontal. You're sitting at a stoplight and it's pushing at you, from the west. It was just unreal. And then to try to get on Arapahoe's exit onto I-25, the on-ramp there, there was so much flooding, cars were pulling over, afraid they weren't going to make it through. I went the high road and kind of cut over on the shoulder so that I could get onto the freeway, and then I wondered if I'd done the right thing.
Xcel Energy says power was restored to most of the homes about an hour later. The heavy rains caused light flooding in much of the southeast metro area. High winds knocked down a tree on South Locust. but there were no reports of injuries. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And after those rains have cleared out, we've got a few wet roads to be dealing with this morning. But overall, it's going to be a pretty good drive if you're just getting to the highways, and a bright one, too. Clear skies to the east means we could see some pretty good slowdowns in our eastbound routes a little later on. But for now, everything's rolling up to speed, just getting a little heavier now. Southbound I-25, right around 84th Avenue, and that drive across downtown. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret. Developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Hoping that someday the U.S. blockade will disappear and we can connect to the fiber optic cable network, and then we will have both broadband and instant telephone connectivity with the USA that we don't have at the moment. If this thing goes to Europe through a satellite and then through a second satellite to the States.
How are things in Havana, and how are things in Cuba? This is the first time in 47 years that President Fidel Castro has not been in charge of the country. How are things down there with his absence?
Well, at this moment, as you may expect, people were saddened by the sudden news, the announcement made by Fidel's personal aide, Carlos Valenciaga, at approximately 9:15, way before yesterday in the evening, just after the newscast was prolonged for the longest time until he was able to bring that announcement. And, of course, people were saddened about the news and carefully watching every single word said by Valenciaga. But the most important thing is that the way this pronouncement by Fidel to the people of Cuba was made gives a lot of hope to us. It was Fidel at its best, explaining exactly what had happened and how it happened and the reasons why his sudden sickness happened due to the tremendous stress he subjected himself to for more than a week. And also, it was very interesting to see the immediate reaction of the Cuban people here in support of the revolution and, of course, understanding very well of all the measures that had been taken in order to provide the nation with everything required in every single aspect of life. I must say, Jay, that here in the city, the capital city of Havana, where I live, it has more than 2,200,000 population. Everything is normal. Yesterday, the transportation system was working. The electricity supply is now much more stable after the introduction of a large number of independent power plants that were installed for the past 6 or 7 months. And also, workers all over Cuba have gone out to pronounce their support to the Cuban government and their hope that Fidel will soon be back to work. And Fidel himself yesterday sent a
Oh, did we lose the signal? Barney there?
Daily broadcast of news and information that goes from here over Cuban radio and TV. And that announcement, I think, was very interesting, too.
But you know someday that, because Fidel is going to be 80, in a couple of months, you know that, and he's asked that his birthday celebration be postponed till December the 2nd, you know that eventually Cuba is going to have to face life without Fidel. Is this a dress rehearsal for those times?
Well, I don't think that it's exactly rehearsal. By the way, Fidel will be 80 on the 13th of August, just a few days from now. And I think that everything is very, very well thought and very well organized, because in Cuba there is a government which has institutions, there is a political party that directs the activities of the nation, and the possibility of having the unfortunate situation that Fidel eventually, as a human being, he has said this a number of times, that he will eventually pass away. There is a new generation of people which are very capable. They were very well trained by the Cuban Revolution, highly educated, very disciplined, very honest persons that are capable of running the nation very efficiently. And Fidel is proud of that fact. And when he made his statement to the people of Cuba explaining, he went into details that very seldom, very rarely, leaders of this world of today will say. He exactly said that he had intestinal bleeding, a heavy bleeding that required major surgery. And, you know, this is not normal for a leader to explain that to the population. He also, yesterday, during the roundtable broadcast, said that he sent a message to the people of Cuba, a second message from his hospital, saying that he cannot invent good news because that would not be ethical. And he said that if there were bad news, they should not be given away, because there is a continuous menace by the United States of America against Cuba under these conditions. So he said that the situation will be kept stable during many, many days until further news about his state of health would be set. And he said that it was a state secret the way of his health was. He also explained that the way he was very happy to see how the people had taken the news and continued to work very hard and to provide their support to the Cuban Revolution in many, many meetings that were held all over the island. And today I expect those meetings to continue at many workplaces.
6:18, 18 minutes after 6 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. We have on the line Arnaldo Coro, my longtime friend who lives in Havana, Cuba, and works for Radio Havana, Cuba for the English language section. What's your reaction, and what is the reaction of people in Havana to the exiles in Miami who were celebrating, were out in the streets? Many of them believe that Fidel has passed on. What was the reaction down there to that?
Well, this is something that has shown once again that there is a lot of difference between the people here in Cuba that devote themselves to building their nation, and not only to making a better nation for everyone, but also to help other people around the world by providing them with medical doctors and teachers in a great effort done voluntarily by the Cuban people. It was a great contrast to see people that will actually, and let me add a religious element here, many of those people called themselves Christians, and they were showing happiness for the death of someone. And this, of course, was something that made many, many people here in my city, in Havana, and all over Cuba, very angry because of that behavior. And by the way, according to what we saw on the television from the CNN network and other networks that Cuban television relays by agreement, it was evident that there were a rather small group of people, because this is something very important. There's a large number of the Cubans that live in the United States are simply people that live there for economic reasons, and other people that were born to Cuban relatives that went to the United States in the early days of the revolution. And they simply don't behave in that very shameful way.
You know, you and I have been talking over a number of years by email, by phone. I remember the days when I used to have to call Canada and then get patched in to reach you at home. You're a little older than I am. Do you think that that in our lifetimes we'll ever see a dropping of the embargo and normalization of relations between your country and mine?
Well, this is very difficult to forecast, but this is something that logic says that it must happen eventually one day. Our two nations are neighbors. We have many things in common. Among them, enjoying playing baseball, as we did recently. Our team went to the States, and we played very well there. And among other things, we share areas of the world that have environmental problems, like the Gulf of Mexico and the Florida Strait. We have weather-related problems. For example, our weather service here, which has received a tremendous boost during the past 2 years or so with new equipment and highly sophisticated weather radars that have been upgraded here. All this data is not only used by the Cuban weather experts. It actually goes immediately to the World Meteorological Organization in Washington, and from there it is fed to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Cuban weather experts and American weather experts share a lot of expertise, and they have show a high respect for each other. Other areas, for example, I have friends that work for the Cuban Civil Aviation Institute, which is the equivalent of your FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, and there are hundreds of United States originating flights flying over Cuba every day. There are four air corridors over Cuba that are perfectly coordinated with the Miami Air Traffic Control Center and the professional, very professional people of the Miami ATC and the very professional people of the Jose Marti International Airport, the Havana ATC, coordinate their work very efficiently. We have so many, many things in common. And regarding trade, the two nations are, as a friend of mine that is an economist said one day, they seem to be made one for each other. For example, the possibilities of buying American food supplies for us is very important. And you can buy a lot of Cuban produce that at a certain time of the year is very much sought and could sell for good prices in the northern areas of your nation. Another thing, Jay, that I think is very important is that never, never the Cuban Revolution has promoted hatred to the American people. This is something very important. We respect the American people very much. As you know, any American that comes to Cuba has the opportunity to dialogue, to talk to each and every person. We may agree and disagree, but there is a lot of respect for the American people. And, of course, we all are very concerned with aggressive policies imposed by the U.S. administration. But I understand, and this is my point of view, they have nothing to do with the grassroots feelings of the American people to the Cuban people, Jay Marvin.
Yeah, that's very, very true. I mean, I found when I was there and visited you in 96 that people were extremely warm to me and that there was no hostility at all, and there was just people-to-people encounter, and I'm not saying that because I have to say it or I'm compelled to say it. I'm saying it because it's the truth, and it's a shame that, you know, I can't go tomorrow to Denver International Airport and take a flight and go to Havana to see you, and that I haven't seen you and I haven't seen your family since 1996. And, you know, under the Clinton years, it was a little bit more relaxed, but under this president, it's very, very tight. Are there still Americans that who still sneak down there, Arnaldo?
Well, many Americans do come here and visit, but what is really very, very shameful is that the Cuban nationals that are U.S. citizens or U.S. residents are banned from traveling to Cuba by the United States Bush administration because they have enforced now a new regulation that allows them to come to visit their relatives only once every 3 years. And this is something like keeping people hostage in the United States. If you have, for example, a relative that is very ill, then you have used your once every 3 years trip, then application to allow for a special humanitarian permit this is sort of an exit visa from the United States administration for that person to come and visit the relative that is ill. It takes so long that in many cases the person just goes to the cemetery before the trip is authorized by the U.S. authorities. And this is something really, really sad. Previous to that, the people that live in the United States, both those who are U.S. citizens and those who are permanent residents of the United States, they could come to visit their relatives. And there's another thing which concerns a lot of us here in Cuba very much, and this is the fact that the American administration has proclaimed the right to decide who is your relative and who is not. So they say that only your parents and your sons and daughters are your relatives. So, for example, if you have a cousin or an aunt very close to you, Cuban families are, socially, they come, of course, from a Hispanic origin, the way the Cuban family is organized is different. For us, a cousin, an aunt, is something really very significant. And if you live in a family where three generations of Cubans live at the same house, which is something quite common here, the bonds between the people of the family are really very tight. So if for one reason or the other someone of that family has left for the United States, has emigrated, then this person feels that that aunt or that cousin is like a brother or a mother. And due to these new regulations imposed by the Bush administration, it is impossible for them to come to visit their relatives here, because only the father and the mother and the sons and daughters are considered by that very absurd and ridiculous regulation to be part of their family. And another thing that is really worrisome is the fact that when people go back to the States from a trip to Cuba, they are sometimes harassed by the administration in many different ways.
All right, Arnaldo, we're out of time. It's so good to hear your voice. Mary and I send our love to your family and, of course, to you, and we'll be in touch with you again. And thank you for getting up this morning and coming on the program, and I know you got to go out and do some errands. So have a good day today, and the best to your family.
Well, thank you very much, Jay. It has been my pleasure to share this moment, the moment that we're living here in Cuba, with your American audience, and from Cuba to the American people, our love as always, and hope that understanding and peace between the two nations can be achieved in the long run.
All right, thank you, Arnaldo. All right, there's Arnaldo. There's Arnaldo Coral from Havana, Cuba, and of course he will give you the government side of the issue, but he's also a person who does speak his mind. And I can tell you some very colorful stories about him. And Mary and I love him and his family very much. And it bothers me to no end that, I can't go down there and see him, and that it's so hard to go down there, and that we haven't been there since 1996. He's a fabulous guy. 6:28, 28 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to talk to Dan Restrepo from the America's Project coming up.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
The James Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomes James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Fox, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden. The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com.
James Gang. Rock the way it's supposed to be.
We're speaking today with Kevin Clay, service manager of Land Rover Denver East. Kevin, why should someone buy a Land Rover?
Reliability and longevity. Did you know that 70% of all Land Rovers ever built are still running?
That's an amazing track record. So why should a Land Rover enthusiast buy a vehicle from Land Rover Denver East?
Land Rover Denver East was the first Land Rover dealer in Denver, and we're still here for a reason. We have the largest inventory, both new and used, available, and Land Rover Denver East customers consistently rate us highest in customer satisfaction, both before and after the sale, more than any other Land Rover dealer.
So, if you're interested in the most well-traveled vehicle in the world, call Kevin at 303-751-1500. That's 303-751-1500. Or come in for a test drive and feel the difference. Land Rover Denver East at 2950 South Havana Street in Aurora.
Catching down opportunity that's still going on. It's just the best way to buy a car, matching down up to $1,500. So you put down $15, they put down $15, and you've got $3,000 to put towards your automobile. Or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you got $2,000 to put down towards your automobile. They've got over 100, over 500 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Check them out on the internet, too, at RockiesAutos.com. See the selection, pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. Rockies Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drop by and see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal. And don't forget that this Sunday is Rockies Autos Day at the Adams County Fair. All carnival rides, you can take the kids out there and do this for, cheap on Rockies. All carnival rides are only $1. That's Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Denver voters, casting your ballot has never been easier. You can even vote before Election Day. Vote now. Here's how. Early voting begins Saturday, July 29th at the Wellington Webb Building, then continues July 31st through August 4th at 6 convenient locations throughout Denver. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at www.denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Get the CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale for great financing offers and hundreds of amazing deals on everything from laptops to digital cameras, flash drives to MP3 players. It's the back-to-school sale. Now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:33. It's 33 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 83. Kind of a weird day out because it's a little. I don't know if you want to say foggy or I don't know what the deal is now. The precipitation is just beginning to burn off the windows here where we are, and naturally I fall into the same old stupid trap of looking outside and seeing the cloudiness on the windows and thinking to myself, what's going on out there? It must be large patches of fog, and it turns out only to be the windows. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dan Restrepo, who is a senior policy advisor and the director of the Americas Project at the Center for American Progress. We'll talk to him about the embargo and about Cuba. That's coming up at 6:33. We fall a little bit behind. And so we need to get back on the clock here. So let me get Aaron O'Neill in here. Did you think it was foggy outside, or did you fall in the same trap I did where you looked at the windows and thought, it's foggy out there. And in reality, now it looks like it's pretty clear.
Yeah, we're going to have this sun burning stuff off, but it was one of those real muggy mornings. And it's mornings like these where we see a lot of that low-lying fog. I-25, especially down near Monument, is one of our worst areas. But that, like I said, should burn off with the sunshine. We're actually starting to see slowdowns on our eastbound routes because of the sun. With 6th Avenue, if you're on your way from Lakewood, from Federal over towards I-25, really bogged down. And 270 already loaded up this morning on that drive across Commerce City. Southbound I-25, got that slow drive in from the north end from 104th down to 84th. And getting busy down through the bridges. We have a tire changer near the Logan Street Bridge. He's hanging up that right lane. And that's what has traffic backed up to Alameda right now. Let's look at that weather today. Partly cloudy, a few scattered afternoon thundershowers. Highs right around 82. We're at 61 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Buy one Sanyo 3100 wireless phone and get a second one free from Quest. Stop by any Quest store for details, plus a chance to win prizes and earn gifts. Mail-in rebate applies. Two-year agreement per phone. No purchase necessary.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On Lifetime's new original series, Angela's Eyes. FBI agent Angela Henson has spent her entire life learning how to read people. She's no psychic, but she sees everything. Sunday, the FBI asks the public for help.
400 phone tips in the past 48 hours.
Can Angela tell the facts from the quacks?
She's lying. I'm just not sure about what.
See the lies through Angela's Eyes. Sunday at 10, 9 central, followed by Medium at 11, 10 central. Part of Lifetime's new Sunday.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
It's Club Bentley's grand opening. Wednesday is ladies' night. Wine, well, and dress just $1 all night long. Come out Thursdays for college night. Buy one, get one free with your broker bucks. Get a babysitter and have a date night with your wife on Friday nights at Bentley's. Enjoy the CU Jazz Band from 7 to 10 and enjoy $2 martinis from 7 to 9. Get the guys together for a Saturday night at Bentley's. It's a barbecue and keg party. $5 entry while supplies last. DJ Andy will be on hand Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to close, playing your favorites including 80s, 90s, rock, rock and hip-hop. So come on out to Club Bentley's for great drink specials and entertainment and great rates for overnight stays. Bentley's, located at 555 30th Street in Boulder, at the Boulder Broker Inn off 36th and Baseline.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 83, with intermittent clouds and a lot of rain yesterday afternoon, depending on where you were here around the Front Range. We're talking here this morning in this first hour about Cuba, and we talked to Arnaldo Coro from Radio Havana, Cuba, the first 20-25 minutes of the program. And Arnaldo is quite a character, and he's a strong believer in the revolution, but of course he has opened his mouth several times, which I neglected to talk about this on the air, and someday I'll talk about it in greater detail, and has gotten himself in trouble several times. Right now we're going to talk to Dan Restrepo, who is a senior policy advisor and director of the Americas Project at the Center for American Progress. He's one of the chief congressional staff in opposition to the Helms-Burton Act of 1996, which I'm also definitely against, and of course, you know, went through the whole thing of trying to stop it. The last significant statement of the United States policy towards Cuba, he also met with Cuban officials in an official capacity during his time as a congressional aide. And Dan, good morning and welcome to AM 760. Thanks for getting up and being on the show.
Good to be with you, Jay.
Boy, you and I are so in agreement about Helms-Burton, and I too was in Cuba in 1996, and I've got a whole library full of books on Cuba, both pro and con, and have been in love with the island ever since I can remember. And it's just a damn shame, you know, that this embargo continues and that that it's kept in place by the exile community in New Jersey and in Miami. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I think the U.S. policy has been both ineffective, needless to say, and has really done more to isolate the United States than it has to isolate Cuba, and has put us in a position where if change is happening on the island, we're not really going to be in a position to deal with it effectively.
Yeah, you know, there's this whole thing in the news last night about, you know, this country's plans for Cuba, you know, what happens when Fidel goes, And, you know, I feel very much that this country is under the illusion. And when I say this country, I don't mean the American people. I'm talking about the government. And I believe it's both Democrats and Republicans on this, that, you know, that they're going to have a hand in what goes on, and that they've got all these plans to spend all this money, and they've got this commission with Condoleezza Rice, and I can't remember who else sits on that board that oversees all that, and Bush wanted that money, all that authorization money. And, you know, the 11.5 million people living on that island are just not going to turn their lives over to the United States government.
Absolutely. I think it's important for kind of everybody to stop and think that whatever comes next in Cuba after Fidel, whenever that moment arrives, is not going to be a return to the Cuba of 1958. And it's important that, you know, the destiny of Cuba is going to be decided by Cubans. Obviously, the exile community is going to have a role to play, and whether that is a constructive or destructive role is very much an open question.
Well, most of the Cuban populace is young, and Fidel is the only leader they've ever known.
Absolutely. 70% of the population has been born during his tenure. So the island, again, is a very different place than it was when Fidel came to power. And he has, it's a very complex relationship between the Cuban people and Fidel, given the good and the bad that has come with his stay in power. So, this is a tricky moment for Cuba, and as a result, it's going to be a tricky moment for the United States, if for no other reason, proximity. We're the closest point of Cuba and the closest point of the United States are only 90 miles apart.
Yeah, there are some good things about the revolution, and, you know, I would be lying if I were to say that there weren't, and I'm sure that there are some people listening who don't believe this, but there are some good things, such as medical care and education, and I talk to people there who their only roles in their lives was to do things like pick sugar cane and do menial work, where their kids had gotten university educations and had gone on to be teachers and doctors and to work in various high education fields, and that's something that's not talked about as well as what is very much emphasized here in the United States, which is the bad in the Cuban system.
Certainly, there are what are referred to as the successes of the Cuban Revolution in Cuba, and you've touched on them: the education system, the healthcare system, particularly in the days of the Soviet subsidy, when there were a couple extra billion dollars laying around to provide those services. Par excellence. The Cuban population is more literate than just about any population in the Americas. And it is actually the building block. As a result, you have a lot of building blocks for a vibrant society in the future. And that will be one of the legacies that Fidel leaves behind.
Now, here's what I'm led to understand. Here's what I was told. That the island runs much of the army runs much of the 60,000 man army runs much of the distribution and controls much of the island, and that if and when Fidel goes, that Raul and the younger leadership will step in, and that either the scenario is going to be either business as usual with maybe some liberalization, some allowing of maybe smaller businesses, maybe allowing farmers, to open their fields maybe a little bit along those lines, or there's just going to be total and complete social chaos. But I believe because the army's in control, it would be the first, not the second. What's your thoughts on that?
It's hard to calculate what the psychological impact of Fidel's departure will actually mean in Cuba. He is the central figure in all of this, and it is very difficult to even do the thought analysis or the play out or game out what happens after Fidel. Yes, the military has its reach into all parts of Cuban society, and Raul has a very good relationship with the leadership in the military, having been the defense minister throughout the revolution. But the nature of that relationship between the military as it extends into society, it's not at all clear what would happen if there was some sort of popular uprising is the wrong word. If there were popular demonstrations for change, it's unclear how the military will deal with that, and how the close relationship may actually play the other way, that the military won't be willing to be repressive vis-a-vis the Cuban people. And if that is the scenario, it's hard to figure out whether it spirals out of control or whether there can be enough control to get us onto a glide path, if you will, towards a meaningful transition on the island that leads to not only economic liberalization, which I agree is more likely to be the first step, but also political liberalization.
Do you think dissidents, though, like Oswaldo Paye and others, will sit quiet if Fidel passes? Do you think that they'll... I mean, right now they're maintaining a low profile. Do you think they'll continue to do that, or do you think they'll become more vocal?
I think they may become a little more vocal. Again, it's so hard to figure out how this goes forward and the dynamic within the regime. I think they're waiting to see how things play out within the regime. Fidel has spent 47 years making sure that there are no real alternative power structures or power centers within Cuba. And once you remove that, even if you have a named, you know, your named successor who's his little brother, who certainly doesn't command the same internal loyalty and respect
No.
that Fidel does, independent of Fidel. So I think the dissident community is going to, quite reasonably so, is kind of biding its time to see how the dynamic within the regime plays itself out in the absence of Fidel, if that's in fact what we're going to be living through here. And as they figure out what the dynamic is, I think you'll start hearing more from them.
You know, what would be the worst thing that would happen if we dropped the embargo?
It's unclear
Not
to me.
Really.
That's a trick question, Jeff.
I mean, in other words, and it is a trick question, but, I was thinking about this last night. I mean, it's so absurd. Wouldn't the majority of people, don't you think, I haven't seen any surveys about this lately, but don't you think the majority of people, in this country would like to go there? And what would be the worst thing that would happen? We would bring liberalization to the island because we would bring the best of what America has to offer, minus the acidity of American foreign policy. In other words, you know, you would be able to sit down with the average Cubans and talk to them. And I mean, you know, the whole thing is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Again, it isolates the United States and it provides a ready-made excuse for the regime to blame all its woes
right.
and all the problems on the island on the big bad neighbor to the north,
which they've been doing for years. I mean, they've been doing it for 47 years,
very effectively so. And it allows them to escape responsibility for what are clearly shortcomings. Leaving aside the repression of the regime, there are shortcomings in the economic model
right.
that they have followed, and it allows them to blame it on the embargo when in reality the embargo isn't the cause. It is a very kind of small contributing factor to the economic difficulty that Cuba finds itself in today.
Yeah, I would agree. One last question here for you. What about China? I mean, China's a close ally of Cuba. What would China have any role after Fidel, or would they just sit on the sidelines?
I think China will continue playing the same economic role that it is throughout the Americas, actually. Its relationship with Cuba right now is largely based on nickel. Cuba has some of the world's largest deposits of nickel, which are very important in several industrial and manufacturing processes. And the Chinese have come in and started helping or investing in the nickel mining production or facilities in Cuba. I would expect that economic relationship to continue. The political relationship, although both countries are ostensibly communist regimes, there's never been a particularly close political connection between China and Cuba, as Cuba was part of the Soviet sphere of influence during the
right.
East-West days, and not particularly associated with the Chinese at a communist-to-communist level, if you will.
Yeah, I think that was one of Che Guevara's problems, and we could get into that at another time. Dan, thank you so much. I mean, I'm off the clock again, because when it comes to this topic, I could talk about it forever. I've been studying Cuba since I've been a little kid, and I appreciate you being on the program. I appreciate you getting up this morning and joining us.
Great being with you, Jeff.
All right, thank you, Dan. There's Dan Restrepo, if you want to talk about this, would you like to go to Cuba? 303-713-7600, do you support the embargo? Would you like to go to Cuba? Would you like to see liberalization of the embargo? I, for one, would. And if I had time, I'd tell you about my story about Mary and I going there, and I went virtually against the United States government. I just ignored them and went anyway and was so foolhardy that I got on Cuban media and talked on the media. So the government, the NSA and the CIA and everybody else knew I was there. And you know what? I never got caught, but if I had, it would have been $10,000 and I would have faced imprisonment. Lines are open at 303-71.
I'm Bill Winter, and I'm running for Congress against Tom Tancredo to bring honor back to America and build a better future for all of us. Please join us August 16th at 4:30 p.m. at the Cool River Cafe in Greenwood Village as we welcome Virginia Governor and Democratic presidential hopeful Mark Warner to Colorado. Celebrate Democratic unity with me, Angie Piccioni, Jay Fawcett, and Ken Salazar. Tickets are limited, so please visit winterforcongress.com or call 720-891-4269 to purchase yours today. I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message.
Up from I-76 getting down past York. Eastbound C-470 getting a little busy across Highlands Ranch right now. Watch for lights flashing red all directions on Dry Creek right at I-25. Treat that. It's a four-way stop. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy, a few scattered afternoon thundershowers expected through. We're going to hit highs right around 82. We've warmed up to 62 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic this morning for their new spicy Southwest breakfast burrito with crispy jalapeno strips and a spicy...
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Hey, how come you always get to pick the paint color?
Okay, what color do you want to paint?
What do you think?
It's the Home Makeover event at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration Premium Coatings, and save an extra 25% on Easy Change wallpaper patterns, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
On Lifetime's new original series, Angela's Eyes.
Jessica!
FBI agent Angela Hansen has spent her entire life learning how to read people. She's no psychic, but she sees everything. Sunday, the FBI asks the public for help.
400 phone tips in the past 48 hours.
Can Angela tell the facts from the quacks?
She's lying. I'm just not sure about what.
See the lies through Angela's Eyes. Sunday at 10, 9 central, followed by Medium at 11, 10 central. Part of Lifetime's new Sunday.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, we've got a couple of minutes here until 7 o'clock, 6:53, 53 minutes after the hour. High today, 83, intermittent clouds. You want to talk about Cuba? Let's talk about Cuba. I could go the whole 7 to 8 o'clock hour and talk about Cuba because I got, like, my head is bulging with information about that island. And let's go to Calavero, who is from Ashland, Oregon. Calavero, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, you know, I'm against the embargo, and here's why. I mean, we're not consistent with our foreign policy. Look at the fact that we're doing business with China. When's the last time they had free elections there? Not counting Tiananmen Square and some of the dissidents that are locked up. I mean, if you look at what Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, some of these other places, not legitimate elections. and the fact that I'm in Ashland, Oregon, we're a big organic town. And a lot of the organic produce that says Mexico is actually coming from Cuba. And as a result of the Soviet Union cutting off or was able to disengage as a result of the fall of the wall, a lot of the petroleum products were through agriculture. And as a result of that shortfall, Castro was able to employ a lot of organic small farms. And a lot of, they have some quality organic produce and fruits that are coming out of there. I think for Cruz, doesn't Cuba have the more doctors of any Latin American nation? Doesn't have more doctors?
Yes.
And you look at sporting events that are free, and granted, people in Miami would disagree with this and New Jersey, as you pointed out earlier, about the oppression, but let's look at 1958. When we're not talking about Batista, we're talking about Maya Lansky. Didn't they depict that in the Godfather
Cuba,
movie?
Cuba prior to the revolution was a whorehouse.
Exactly.
And a playground for the rich. I mean, the worst thing, the terrible thing about it now is, and has been, is that it is an oppressive regime. It's not oppressive in the sense that, it's not like the pictures you would see of East Germany, that you used to see of the old East Germany.
Right.
But, and Cubans are not careful about what they talk about. I mean, I didn't encounter that at all. I mean, they didn't sit there and, like, turn the radio up and then whisper to you about, their feelings about... I mean, they genuinely do. A lot of them support Fidel. I never ran into any of that. And I walked around and talked to a lot of Cubans. And, I didn't have any minders. There was nobody.
Exactly.
There was nobody who followed me around. I talked to people in the streets. But I think the biggest thing is that we have to get it through our heads that the 11.5 million people there have a right to determine what they're going to do and what decision that they want to make, and that we have a role to play as a neighbor, but we can't dominate them and force them. And the embargo is ridiculous because, as Dan Restrepo said, it has literally, it has a little effect on their economy. It gives them an excuse to blame the United States. You heard Arnaldo do that. And it doesn't achieve anything.
Right. Look, I got a hypothetical question for you. If you, this is hypothetical, if you were a, say, person in your 20s, knowing what you know about yourself in your 20s, where would you live, in China or would you live in Cuba?
Cuba.
Thank you. You answered my question. Thank you very much for the call.
All right, you got it. And let me add to this that I had a very, very old... old guy who picked sugar cane, had gnarled hands, come up to me on a street in Havana because he had seen me on state-run television where I had stood up at a press conference to ask the Cuban justice minister, the Alberto Gonzalez of Cuba, a question about, and press from all over the country was there, about the recent elections that they had held. And I didn't ask a suck question. I mean, I asked kind of a challenging question. And he came up to me and he said, compañero, I saw you on TV last night. And do you know that because of the revolution, my daughter is a doctor, and that if it weren't for the revolution, my daughter would have ended up picking sugar cane like myself? And he had tears in his eyes. So I'm not glorifying it, and I'm not making it to be something more than it is, but I'm just saying that our policy towards the island is stupid, it's backwards, and it caters to the pressure groups, the exiles in New Jersey and in Miami, and it's time that we got realistic towards Cuba. Coming up, we're going to ask you how realistic you are towards your daily commute and about T-Rex. That's coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder,
and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. Helicopter-borne Israeli commandos raided the town of Baal Bek deep in Lebanon, killing 10 Hezbollah gunmen and capturing five. CBS's Vicky Barker in Beirut.
Coffins coming off the truck in Qana for a mass funeral for the dead from Sunday's airstrike. The fighting and the dying ratcheting up in southern Lebanon, with Hezbollah unleashing its biggest barrage yet of rockets into Israel and taking on Israeli ground forces with anti-tank weaponry, rockets, and machine gun fire.
170 rockets hit Israel. One person was killed. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert blamed Syria for backing Hezbollah.
You're talking about a very militant, aggressive, irresponsible, reckless, and immature leadership.
I'm Robert Berger with more news. Frank Setapani.
Here at home, some like it hot, so they won't mind one more day of 90 and 100 degree heat across half the country. But anyone who's working out in that heat, like North Hills, Pennsylvania cheerleader Michelle McGrain, has to be careful.
It's a little ridiculous how hot it is, but we're making it.
In West Texas, El Paso could get a fourth day of heavy rain. Ken Rakestraw is the official in charge of area levees.
We've had localized flooding in neighborhoods, and that has caused some displacement, some flooding of homes and automobiles.
And the police had to rescue at least 60 people cut off by high water. Some took refuge on the rooftops of cars and homes. More than a day after the world learned that Fidel Castro had surgery for intestinal bleeding, that's about all that's known. CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts has the latest from Miami.
Fidel Castro used an announcement on state television last night to let the Cuban people know he was doing fine. A newscaster said Castro is in stable condition after gastrointestinal surgery and is in, quote, good spirits.
And the statement said Castro's health has to be treated as a state secret. Well, French toast and French fries are back in fashion on Capitol Hill. Live to CBS's Jim Chenevy.
That's right, Frank. 3 years after Republicans had the congressional cafeterias changed to Freedom Fries and Toast in retaliation for French opposition to the war in Iraq, well, the menus are back to normal. Actually, it was a North Carolina restaurant owner who started the Freedom Fry revolt, and Neil Roland of Cubby's in Beaufort has no plans to follow suit.
No, I will not change from Freedom Fries. They will always stay Freedom Fries on my menu.
Reporting live, Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
The king of beers is the king of all drinks again. In a new Gallup poll, 41% of all Americans who drink said they prefer beer, 33% favor wine. Wine was last year's favorite drink. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up about 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
CompUSA email bag.
Today, Jack emails, Dear CompUSA, got any deals for a starving student? Yeah, Jack. Now through Saturday, we're giving away $10,000 every day. Plus, we've got hundreds of killer deals, like $280 off a compact laptop with AMD Turion 64 processor. It's under $500 after rebates. So get to CompUSA's back-to-school sale, because we got it, we get it. No purchase necessary, void or prohibited, store visit required. See store for details.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A fast-moving storm dumped nearly 2 inches of rain in some parts of the metro during evening rush hour yesterday. Drivers in Arapahoe and Douglas counties had to deal with several inches of standing water on some roadways. Luckily, there were no reports of any major trouble caused by the storm.
No reports of many major damage and no road closure.
Kim Castellano with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. More than 7,000 homes lost power for about an hour due to the storm. A tree was blown down by winds gusting over 60 miles an hour. Heavy rain and some hail also prompted a flash flood warning from the National Weather Service. Again, no reports of injuries. The Mexican government is asking Governor Owens to make sure that Colorado's new immigration law will be enforced fairly. Denver's Mexican Consul General says he respects the state's right to carry out the laws, but he says he's worried they could lead to the harassment of Mexican nationals. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We are really loaded up on the highways this morning. Pretty typical stuff, although we've got fresh problems coming across the downtown area, southbound I-25 near Spear. A couple of cars banged it up in that left lane, so bear over to the right. That was already backed up to I-70, where southbound I-25 was very slow off the north end, starting from 104th getting down to 84th Avenue. Westbound I-70 just after Havana, another little fender bender. That's off to the right shoulder, a little slow getting past. Eastbound I-70 starting to slow up now, approaching I-25. Getting out past Brighton. And off the highways, we've got a big closure here. Westbound Bellevue shut down under Santa Fe. That's where a garbage truck tore off the back end of its bed there and at the bridge. And they're being detoured onto Windermere for the time being. A little bit of a tough drive getting across Littleton. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, some scattered afternoon thundershowers rolling in. Highs right around 82. We've warmed up to 63 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get your choice of a brand new out-of-the-box F-150 or 4x4 Ranger for an...
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
We're in a pawn of the Cuban government, and you know, I believe democracy is the best system, and you know, I think that you know, we're waging a fight here in this country now. I think to you know, for democracy, I think we've lost a little bit of control of that. But there are some good things that have happened in Cuba, and I've got tons of stories about it, but I won't bore you with it. I mean, one of these days, maybe I'll, you know, dribble them out a little bit at a time. Let's talk about something that all of us go through. I talk about this subject a lot on the air. And maybe because, you know, if you grew up in the Western United States and it's an integral part of your life, even though, you know, now with current things that are going on with global warming and with, you know, the prices of fuel and everything else, and you know what I'm going to get into here about cars, you know, we're irritated with the whole situation and not as happy as we used to be. And, you know, life has dramatically changed, particularly if you're listening to me now and you're on I-25 and you're stuck in traffic. And this brings in the whole question about the T-Rex situation and also about Americans and automobiles. There's a story out this morning from the Associated Press. Check this out. Americans love their automobiles, but not as much as they used to. Nearly 7 in 10 drivers enjoy getting behind the wheel, while the rest think it's a chore. In 1991, nearly 8 in 10 said they liked driving. The biggest reason for dreading the road, traffic and the behavior of other drivers. Only 3% point to high gas prices, which you know, kind of shocks me. About 1 in 4 drivers think of his or her car as something special instead of just a means of transportation. According to a poll released Tuesday by the Pew Research Center, nearly 1 in 3 thinks it has a personality of its own. I don't think my car has a personality of its own. And believe me, when I start thinking my car has a personality of its own, you know, call my doctor, Dr. Ristig. Americans have been loving cars for about a century. You know what? There's no question about this. We are in love with the automobile. Bigger, faster, more expensive cars, while the rest of the world, you know, moves towards total economy and efficiency. And we've talked about driving SUVs. And I see a lot of carry stickers on SUVs, and I see a lot of environmentally conscious stickers too on SUVs. And we've talked about how do you resolve that controversy. Thank God, Mary and I both have automobiles that get good gas mileage, so we're pretty okay in that area. The souring attitudes involved as many Americans move farther from central cities, generating longer commutes and more congestion. By 2001, the U.S. had more personal vehicles, 204 million, than licensed drivers, 191 million. Pew conducted this survey. The new poll results were consistent among drivers of cars, pickups, and SUVs. There were a few regional differences among drivers, although Northeasterners were more likely than drivers in the rest of the country to have shouted, cursed, or made gestures to other drivers in the past year. You know, I by and large think, and maybe you'll call and disagree with me here at 303-713-7600, and this is not the gist of my question this hour, but this is just an observation. I, by and large, think that Colorado drivers are pretty damn good, and that they're not rude at all, really, for the most part. And I think I mentioned yesterday, excuse me, that I had a guy who ran a stop sign, and he flipped me off. And, you know, and in the old days, I would have flipped him right back off again. And what I did was, I laughed. And he had kind of a startled look on his face and didn't really know what to do about that. Drivers have become more hostile than they were, say, 20 or 30 years ago. Where all this anger on the road is coming from, I have no clue. But the thing I want to ask you not only about the anger aspect of this, but I also want to ask you about how you feel about driving. Is your happiness with your commute, is your happiness with your driving, is it in line with the survey? That nearly 7 in 10 drivers enjoy getting behind the wheel. Do you enjoy getting behind the wheel? And I want you to be honest with me about this. I mean, do you really enjoy getting behind the wheel? And do you think the T-Rex, and I wasn't here when T-Rex started. It hadn't started when I was here last. And this morning I got to work in record time because there was little or no construction on T-Rex when I was up this morning at 4 o'clock. But do you think T-Rex was worth it? Do you think it's going to be worth it in the future? Do you think it's worth all the hassle if you drive I-25 every single day? And there's something else that John Turk and I were talking about this morning, too. And I know I'm throwing like a lot of stuff out here. That maybe it's just me, but do the roads seem worse now than they were years ago? I mean, some of the roads are god-awful. And you know what? I get tired of the potholes and the rough roads and getting the literal crap beat out of my automobile driving on the roads. Now, for me, I think driving is a chore. I love cars, and I've made no bones about that on the air here. I do feel twinges of guilt about the fact that it's a pollution problem. There's an article today, I believe it is in the Denver Post, about ozone levels. And about how they're high this summer. And I do know that they cause pollution. And I do have a twinge of guilt when I think about my automobile and the fact that I'm driving. But, you know, another component of this is that we don't have any real rapid transit here. I mean, we've got it, but it isn't like when Mary and I lived in Chicago, where we drove very little. and you either caught a cab or you took the L or you got on the bus. For instance, John Turk and I, who produces the show, John Turk who produces the show, we were talking about it this morning, that it makes little or no sense for us. I mean, we couldn't use rapid transit at the time we go to work. And if we took a cab, it would be cost prohibitive. So I kind of want to get your feelings here this morning about driving. Because, you know, it's something that we all do. It's critical to the environment. It's critical to our lives. And think about how much time you spend in the car. Now, you know what? Thank God I don't spend that much time in my automobile. Not as much as I have when I've lived in other cities. Somebody asked me how much of AM 760 do I listen to. And a lot of times I don't catch what goes on this radio station because I go to bed early. And number two, I'm not in my car that much. I catch a little bit of Ed, and I catch a little bit of Al on the way home, but I don't hear much of the rest of the radio station because I'm not in my vehicle. So I guess the question I'm asking you here is, I'm asking your views about driving, I'm asking your views about cars, and about whether you think T-Rex is worth it, and, you know, is the solution to our congestion problems, are we just going to build our way out of this? I mean, is this the way to handle it, or would we have been better off to put our money into more rapid transit? But then there's this thing about how we love our cars, and people just don't use the transit systems. And if you look at the transit systems in most cities in America, they're not profitable. They're taxpayer subsidized. So it's not like all of us would flock to public transportation even if it were available. We just wouldn't use it. And for a lot of us too, we can't ride bikes because we just live too far away. And I've talked to people. I've had people who call me here on the air, and I've also talked to people off the air and communicate with people in email. Some of these people drive 80 and 90, you know, 70 and 80 like miles a day. And I don't know how you do that. I mean, if you've got that long of a commute, I don't know how you possibly can pull that off. Because it would just absolutely drive me crazy. So on one hand, I'm schizophrenic about this. On one hand, I love cars. I never met a car I didn't love. But on the other hand, I would be just as content to sit and look at my automobile as drive it. So I want to see what your feelings are about T-Rex and about all of these things I brought up about the automobile, which is such an integral part of our lives. And you know, with fossil burning fuels and with everything else, I mean, at some point, we're going to have to make a change. And do you think T-Rex was worth it? And is building our way out of this problem, is this a solution to congestion? And are you more, you know, are you less in love with the act of driving now than you were, say, 10 years ago or 5 years ago? And just your view on the roads and everything else. 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. And I can't think of anything more, you know, that is more central right now to not only our lives, but also the lives of our kids and our kids' kids. Of what we're doing to the atmosphere and just the amount of people that are coming to Colorado and the congestion. So I got two lines open, 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons, use those lines or lose them here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Just the usual slowdowns on the highways this morning. Southbound I-25, a spear, a fresh accident blocking up the left lanes. Trying to get these cleared over to the shoulder right now. Southbound I-25 is stop and go on that approach to I-70. It's going to stay busy from Alameda getting down through the bridges. Northbound I-25, however, wide open from the tech center into downtown. Chris, we're loaded up on our eastbound routes this morning. 6th Avenue from Sheridan, the turnpike starting from Federal. Eastbound I-70 approaching I-25, getting over to Brighton. And off the highway, still dealing with this closure of westbound Bellevue at Santa Fe. That's where the back end of a dump truck struck the overpass. This is going to be under investigation for a while. Traffic being detoured on the Windermere. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, few scattered afternoon showers and highs around 82. We've warmed up to 64 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's degrees for working professionals online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
I'm Bill Winter, and I'm running for Congress against Tom Tancredo to bring honor back to America and build a better future for all of us. Please join us August 16th at 4:30 p.m. at the Cool River Cafe in Greenwood Village as we welcome Virginia Governor and Democratic President hopeful Mark Warner to Colorado. Celebrate Democratic unity with me, Angie Piccioni, Jay Fawcett, and Ken Salazar. Tickets are limited, so please visit winterforcongress.com or call 720-891-4269 to purchase yours today. I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message.
It's Club Bentley's grand opening. Wednesday is ladies' night. Wine, well, and drafts just $1 all night long. Come out Thursdays for college night. Buy one, get one free with your broker box. Get a babysitter and have a date night with your wife on Friday nights at Bentley's. Enjoy the CU Jazz Band from 7 to 10 and enjoy $2 martinis from 7 to 9. Get the guys together for a Saturday night at Bentley's. It's a barbecue and keg party. $5 entry while supplies last. DJ Andy will be on hand Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to close, playing your favorites including 80s, 90s, rock, rock and hip-hop. So come on out to Club Bentley's for great drink specials and entertainment and great rates for overnight stays. Bentley's, located at 555 30th Street in Boulder, at the Boulder Broker Inn off 36th and Baseline.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
How's the definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
John and I are sitting here exchanging dry horror stories even as we speak. Good morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7, high today, 83, intermittent clouds. We're talking about driving and about Americans' love affair with cars starting to skid. By the way, Toyota surpassed Ford as the number two car maker in the U.S. And about T-Rex. You know, is T-Rex worth it? Can we build our way out of congestion? Or would we have been better off to take money and put more money in the mass transit? And you know what? Why is it that... I got a million questions here. I mean, why is it that people won't use mass transit? I personally like mass transit, but I like automobiles too. Let's go to Louise in Wheat Ridge. Louise, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Louise.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I wanted to talk about traffic and driving. I love cars as you do. I always have. I liked driving so much that I went out and got a commercial driver's license and became a truck driver a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
And drove an 18-wheeler over the road for a couple of years. I've seen a lot of traffic. I've driven a lot of miles. I just retired a car that has 235,000 miles on it. I put every one of them on there, and I enjoyed doing that. I still love driving, but the answer to your question, I feel, is that if you build more capacity with your roads, the traffic will expand and use that capacity immediately. I think that's a commonly accepted fact by planners and transportation planners, and it just doesn't work that way.
So what's the answer to, because, you know, more and more people are coming here. We got more drivers on the roads.
Absolutely.
I mean, what's the answer to get out from underneath the congestion? And what do you think the T-Rex was worth the money that we paid
Absolutely
for?
Absolutely not.
What, what do you think the answer is?
The answer is mass transit. I would use mass transit in a heartbeat. Regrettably, I have to drive from Wheat Ridge to Boulder. That's where my job is. So there is no mass transit.
No.
I could take a bus, but it would take me until 10 o'clock every morning to get to work, and I can't do that. So I must drive. I don't mind it. I building more capacity just increases the congestion. I grew up in Phoenix, but I did a lot of driving in L.A. I used to drive to L.A. for the weekend. I considered it recreation. I know, call me crazy. But I got to drive. And L.A. has had freeways and massive roads forever. And does their congestion get less?
No, it's gotten,
it gets more.
No, it's gotten worse. You know, I grew up there. And,
did you?
Yeah, and it's gotten worse. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what's really bad. There's a stretch of highway. I remember that when we were teenagers, that when you hit, and so this would be the 60s, when you hit the Nevada line, the Nevada state line, you know, the speed limit there used to be no speed limit.
Right.
So everybody floored it, you know, because it was the days of, you know, 18-cent hamburgers and cheap gas.
Yeah.
So everybody floored it. Now, you try to drive that highway on a Sunday night or a Friday night, and it's bumper to bumper. It's bumper to frickin' bumper. Now, you know what the answer, what they're doing is? The answer is they're enlarging it. And I remember when you could drive between Orange County, California, and Los Angeles, and you might be able to do it in 40, 45 minutes. Now it takes at least a couple of hours, and that's if you're lucky.
Right.
So, I don't know. Mass transit, but, you know, you talk about mass transit. But what is it about the thing that people just won't use it?
I don't know, Jay. I lived in Washington, D.C. for 4 years, and people do use mass transit back there because the traffic, if anything, in L.A., Jay, I believe that the mass transit, or that the congestion in Washington, D.C. is worse than L.A. It's the most unbelievable traffic jam I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you know, when Mary and I were in Chicago, I mean, people use rapid transit there, too, but it's still...
Sure.
They don't use it like they should. Enough of them don't use it. And, I mean, man, it costs an arm. We lived in the South Loop. It costs an arm and a leg to get a parking place.
Yes, it does. And the same thing's happening in Denver because they can. Because the demand is there. But people are in love with their cars. They're in love with an individual mode of transportation that takes them where they want to go, when they want to get there. But mass transit has to be the only answer. Other than pricing people out of the cost of gas and the fact that they just won't be able to afford to start up their car and drive it.
Yeah, yeah. Louise, thank you. I appreciate it. What a great call. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let me go to Sally in Aurora. Sally, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. I just wanted to say I grew up in Chicago as well and use the mass transit system almost daily. They don't make it accessible here in Colorado. I live like E-470 in Arapaho. There is not one bus that goes that way.
Mm.
So I have to drive everywhere. I hate driving. I have 4 children. I probably spend over $70 a week on gas.
Wow.
Yes. And I just think that T-Rex was a waste, at least for me. And if the transit system went out to the suburbs, you know, I would use it. But right now, it hasn't done anything for me.
You know, my experience, though, with transit systems in the suburbs is it always takes, I mean, at least the ones I've used, it takes forever to get into the, like, for instance, into the city. I mean, it used to take forever to get into L.A. on the RTD. It used to take forever to get, like, from the northwest suburbs into Chicago on the transit system there, and then when it would connect to the CTA. You know, the L trains were efficient, and
right.
I love those, unless they break down, and then when they break down, then you got a huge problem. But they're efficient. But, you know, it's like I said to Louise, there's something about automobiles that we're in love with them, maybe not as much as we used to be, and that we don't take to mass transit. And why is it? What is it about mass transit that we just don't take to it?
Well, one, I think it's not accessible enough. Like I said, two, everything is so spread out. If you do want to do something after work or whatever, it's kind of a hassle. I think you can't get to the places where you want to go after work, so people take their car. It's not accessible to the areas where people want to go.
You know, it's that's it. It's not, well, you know what? If things are spread out, you got to have a car. But you know what else too? We're killing ourselves with these vehicles.
Oh, I agree. I agree. We have two vehicles, and you know, by the time we both fill up for my husband and I to go to work, I mean, you're spending, you know, $400 plus a week, I mean a month, just on gas.
And the pollution is like god-awful.
It is.
I mean, we're burning the planet up, basically, I think.
Oh, well, when I moved to Colorado in 82, every afternoon, you could count on the clouds coming in and it raining, and then cooling things down. Now, it's totally different. I mean, we go months without rain.
Yeah. Nobody's going to convince me that global warming is not real. Sally, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Okay, take care. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, nobody's going to convince me that global warming is not real and that we're not killing ourselves because, man, oh, man. I mean, look at the weather out there. We're burning ourselves up, basically. But we just can't give up cars. There's something about that, man. We just cannot give them up. And I love them as much as anybody. But, you know, as I said before, I'd be content to have my car and just to know I have one. And if I had another mode of transportation to get around, I'd use it. It's 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of cars, Aaron O'Neill,
mm-hmm.
I see Bellevue is back in the news again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I made it to work this morning in record time because there was no construction on 25 this morning.
Is that right?
Virtually nothing going on T-Rex. I know they're close to finishing it. But they weren't out there this morning. But now we've got a dump truck problem, once again, on the dreaded Bellevue, and people are stuck in traffic again.
Yeah, what a sight this was. It's a garbage truck. Somehow its bed was lifted up, and he struck the Santa Fe overpass. Now, that tore off the bed. It's sitting...
Is there garbage all over the place?
No garbage on the highway, but you do have the bed sitting vertical, stuck up on this bridge. And apparently the truck kept going under the Santa Fe Bridge. So this is a mess.
They catch the driver?
I believe the driver was transported to the hospital, from what I understand. But this is westbound Bellevue at Santa Fe.
Oh,
and this is closed, and this is going to be closed for a while because they've got to figure out how they're going to get this thing unstuck off the bridge. And then they got to test the structural damage to the Santa Fe overpass there. So this is going to be a while. Meanwhile, traffic westbound Bellevue is being detoured onto Windermere. And if you're stuck in that backup across Littleton, hang a left at Broadway. Take that down to Littleton Boulevard if you need to access Santa Fe. We're also dealing with light problems along Bellevue. Right around I-25, Monaco, Quebec, there's a power outage in the area. So a lot of flashing red lights, a lot of backups along that stretch. But onto the highways now, we've got a pretty good jam developing southbound I-25 trying to get into downtown. Stop-and-go traffic from 58th Avenue down to Spear. Had a crash that was in the left lane that's been cleared over to the right shoulder. Busy coming out of Lakewood 2, eastbound 6th Avenue, starting from Wadsworth with earlier problems near the Perry Street overpass. That was a stall that's just been cleared out of the way. Still a busy drive, though, as you continue on to I-25. We're starting to see the breakdown now for eastbound C-470, Kipling around the corner to Wadsworth, and then stop and go slow from Santa Fe as you make the hill climb. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy with...
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
By the way, a personal note to Stacy Turk. John Turk is a trash Nazi. 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about automobiles. And the Adams County Fair this Sunday, all the carnival rides are $1, courtesy of Rocky's Autos. So take the kids out and get out to the Adams County Fair. All the carnival rides are $1. To get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 on the 120th and follow the Adams County signs. Meet Shaggy, Audra, and Officer Odell. They're great folks. And they'll be out there Saturday and Sunday, noon till 4. You can spin the prize wheel and win great prizes. And for great deals, get to Rocky's while their matching down incentive is still going on. Rocky's, the home of the largest selection of late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 on the lot. And, you know, someday we won't burn fossil fuels. We just won't. But right now, as we're talking about this hour, I mean, we're stuck, you know, using fossil fuels in automobiles. And if you're going to buy a car, man, you might as well go to people who are good people. And the people in Rockies are the best. My friends out there, the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, they're great people. Spanky, Gerard Menard, Fred Labrato, all of the folks at Rockies work, and there's over 100 of them, work very, very hard to make sure that your buying experience is absolutely the best. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. By the way, check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. Look at the inventory. See their commercials. They're just great people. You know, there's not enough I can say about them. And as I've said last hour, they're early supporters of this show. I mean, they're just great people. So if you're looking for a car, you want a good deal, the place to go is Rocky's Autos. And don't forget, this Sunday at the Adams County Fair, all carnival rides are just a buck on Rocky's Autos. Get out there this weekend and see the folks from Rocky's, Audra, Shagman, and Officer Odell. And drop by Rockies for great deals. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Can't stand George W. Bush? Do Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Get to CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale for great financing offers and hundreds of amazing deals on everything from laptops to digital cameras, flash drives to MP3 players. It's the back-to-school sale, now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
Vision, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Now, bacon and eggs and a heavy dose of Lipitor. Good morning, 7:36, 36 minutes past the hour, high today 83, intermittent clouds. We're talking about whether you think T-Rex is worth it, about your feelings about automobiles and about driving. This is the central most important thing, I think, going on right now. And the reason I say that, and there's maybe some of you out there who are saying, oh, you know, aren't you talking about the Middle East or whatever? You know what? Look at the heat in this. You know what? We're burning this planet up. And I want to know if you still love driving as much as you used to, why we have an aversion to mass transit in this country, and if T-Rex was worth the money that we're going to pay for it, and if you think that it was a good place to put our money. Now, here's Bob in Denver who thinks T-Rex is a good idea. Bob, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Well, I have to vote in the positive for T-Rex. I think it was really neat because don't forget our petroleum lobbyist governor did not want to put light rail out. So they extended the light rail system, and I think, and I'm a former Chicagoan, I grew up on the subways and the elevateds, and you need a mass transit system because people have to get from, they start taking the elevated or taking the subway or taking something, but our bus system here isn't adequate enough, but we're working towards it. And you say you love mass transit. Now, if you could get to where you have to go at that hour in the morning on mass transit, you would, but you can't.
Yeah, I can't. And they know it. And in Chicago, when I would fill in for the morning show there, the rare times they would ever let me do it due to my political opinions, and I usually had to keep my mouth shut. I have been on the L train at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, sure.
And I found nothing wrong with it. As a matter of fact, I thought it to be kind of cool. I mean, there was nobody on it.
Yeah, yeah. I my car broke down, and then I lived right on the bus route, and my work right off the bus route. For 7.5 years, I took the bus, and that was out of necessity. And now my wife takes the bus back and forth to work, and I even drove for RTD. The only problem is that to get our routes at 5 in the morning, none of the bus drivers could take the bus to work.
but let me challenge you about something. You say the T-Rex is a good idea, but I'm going to pose the same question to you that I opposed to Louise, and that I ask on the air. Do you think, because there are more and more people coming here, and of course, you know, the United States, you have migratory patterns and people move all the time, but do you think that with the amount of drivers and with younger generations coming up and people moving here, do you think we can build our way out of congestion? I mean, in other words, is the answer to enlarge the freeways? Because is that going to be enough? Can you build your way out of congestion? Or is the answer to build a first-class mass transit system and start working on people's heads to divorce them of the idea of automobiles? And the reason I bring all this up is because I remember when I was a little teeny baby. I mean, just a, you know, I can barely remember this, but I do remember it. That L.A. had like a, I want to say cable car system, but it wasn't really a cable car system, but it was. I mean, it was like an electric bus system or something. And the rumor was, and I don't know that this is true or not, but the rumor was that the auto industry and that the oil interests convinced the city of Los Angeles to take that thing out so people would have to buy one more cars and, of course, buy more gas, buy more fuel. I mean, wouldn't we be better off to try to work on people's heads about mass transit the same way we've worked on people's heads about smoking and other things?
I agree 100%. I agree with you 100%.
Well, then and how can T-Rex be good, then?
Well, because, first of all, you got mass transit. Or you take a look at the T-Rex that we just built. There's 11, and it goes all the way out to the tech center. Excuse me, Jay. The biggest business area in the city is the Denver Tech Center. There's 60,000 more people a day that work in the tech center than work downtown. And our old bus system, all it ever did was run everybody downtown. Well, what if you work in Boulder? What if you work out in the tech center? There wasn't an opportunity for it. So now they're going to go out, and the T-Rex will be up, the light rail will be up, and the people that use the light rail, it sure will take them some time to get used to that. But how can you sit there in traffic every night and watch that light rail whip right by you? And not
I don't know, man. I've seen people do it. I see in Chicago, I see the Kennedy jammed while I'm, you know, scooting by on the L. Bob, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
All righty.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Paul.
Paul, Denver. I think it's a good idea. I've watched areas of T-Rex open up after they've been closed for a long time, and I've seen a definite change in the volume going through. As far as mass transit, I know we don't have much except like a token trolley car here and there, but I've been on it in D.C., in San Francisco, all over, and I think mass transit, I love it. It's clean, it's a great way to move people.
But the majority of people don't like it, or they would use it. Let me point something out. Most, and then there's probably other factors involved in this, but most mass transit systems around the country are subsidized by the city and the state.
Yeah.
They're not profit-making institutions.
That's true.
And I don't know if that's because there are other things, and please don't call me and say it's because of labor costs, because, you know, I'm so tired of workers getting shafted, but what's going on there that we're just absolutely fundamentally, granted, this survey says that it's starting to change, but that we are in love with our automobiles, that we won't give it up, that, you know, people prefer to drive rather than mass transit, and meanwhile we're burning the planet up.
I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. I drive for a living right now. I wouldn't give up my car. I drive probably 300 miles a day.
Wow, how can you do that?
Well, because I have to.
300 miles a day?
Yeah. Yeah, I chase bad boys and deliver paper to people. So that's what I do. But mass transit, I love it. I think it's great. I was working for the government, and so I had an experience to travel all over. And these big cities where you can take mass transit from the airport right to your hotel, it's just phenomenal.
All right, let me ask you.
If you had something like that, I'd be on it.
All right, I'm going to ask you one key question. Well, you just answered it. Okay. If you were in another line of work where you didn't need your car, and if you could give your car up totally and you could depend on a rapid transit, on mass transit, would you do it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you know, see, I wonder how many other people out there feel as you do. Paul, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, you have a good one.
Okay, take care. All right, I wonder how many other people fit in that category. Would you give up your car if you could? Turk, would you give your automobile up?
No. I don't think I would. I love my car.
I love mine, too, but it doesn't mean you have to drive it. You know, Groucho Marx always said, I love my cigar, but I take it out every once in a while.
Right. Well, again, I drive pretty minimally. I only drive about 30 to 40 miles a day in my car. But I do need it. You know, if there's an easy way for me to get to work, if I could just, like, hop out my back door, walk 5 minutes, hop on a, you know, on a bus or something like that and be here in 15, I'd do it.
All right, so if there was rapid transit by your house, mass transit by your house, you'd give up your automobile. See, I'd park mine. I'd do it in a heartbeat. All right, we'll continue with this. 303-713-7600, 745, 15 minutes away from 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Just the usual slowdowns on the highways this morning. Southbound I-25, a spear, a fresh accident blocking up the left lanes, trying to get these cleared over to the shoulder right now. Southbound I-25 is stop and go on that approach to I-70. It's going to stay busy from Alameda getting down through the bridges. Northbound I-25, however, wide open from the tech center into downtown. Chris, we're loaded up on our eastbound routes this morning, 6th Avenue from Sheridan, the turnpike starting from Federal. Eastbound I-70 approaching I-25, getting over to Brighton. And off the highway, still dealing with this closure of westbound Bellevue at Santa Fe. That's where the back end of a dump truck struck the overpass. This is going to be under investigation for a while. Traffic being detoured on the Windermere. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, few scattered afternoon showers and highs around 82. We've warmed up to 64 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Colorado Renaissance Festival, celebrating 30 years of magic. Enjoy the fantasy, knights in shining armor, magicians, minstrels, and comedy, fine arts and crafts, and food fit for a king. The Colorado Renaissance Festival final weekend is August 5th and 6th.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The Israeli military is 50 miles from Syria. How far will they go? What will be the Syrian response? More than two-thirds of the Army National Guard's 34 brigades are not combat ready. What does it mean? How will the Congress react to this? And also, Fidel Castro's health situation is causing rampant speculation. What direction will the country take?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:46, 14 minutes away from 8. Yeah, my buddy Ed, check him out this afternoon between 1 and 4. What is it this morning? I got a heartburn. I haven't had anything to eat. That's weird. Also, I feel like I'm losing my voice. Jay, do you have any other complaints this morning? No, I sure don't. Okay, thank you. Be quiet. Well, I'm talking to myself. Boy, now I'm schizophrenic, too, on top of it. Well, see, I can drive in the carpool lanes. It's just me, myself, and I, or whatever. Hey, listen, did you have trouble sleeping last night? Maybe one of the problems is it's your bed. You know, Mary and I found the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And it has really made a difference. I mean, if you wake up with a sore back and or stiff aches and pains, if you toss and turn all night trying to find a comfortable position, and then you feel it during the day, maybe, you know what, you should take a look, I mean a good hard look at your bed. We don't have these problems because of the Sleep Number bed, from Select Comfort. We sleep on the bed, and you know what, it's great. More than 3.5 million people, including us, get the best night's sleep on a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The key is the comfort of air. When we get in the bed each night, we know we're going to be comforted and supported better than ever before. And air doesn't have that uncomfortable pressure points like old-fashioned metal coil mattresses, so there's no more poking and prodding and the uncomfortable springs. And you don't have to go through any of that. The Sleep Number bed uses dual air chamber technology, adjustable air chambers that allow both you and your partner to set the bed to your exact level of comfort. My number is about 75, between 75 and 80. And Mary's, I think, is somewhere between about 65 and 70. The revolutionary design of the bed makes it unique, but it looks like any other bed. So you don't have to change your furniture, and, you know, there's none of that to go through. They've got a great deal going on right now. 30-night in-home trial. See what it feels like in your own home. Much better than a 10-minute decision in a showroom that you got to live with for years and years. So if you're even considering getting a new mattress, or, you know what, even if you haven't considered getting a new mattress, you got to stop by and check out the Select Comfort store and see the Sleep Number bed for yourself and see exactly what I'm talking about. There are Select Comfort stores located in 9 major malls, including Cherry Creek and Promenade Shops at Centeria.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Denver voters, casting your ballot has never been easier. You can even vote before Election Day. Vote now. Here's how. Early voting begins Saturday, July 29th at the Wellington Webb Building, then continues July 31st through August 4th at 6 convenient locations throughout Denver. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at www.denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
CompUSA email bag.
Kim emails, Dear CompUSA, do you guys offer scholarships? Even better, Kim, now through Saturday, we're giving away $10,000 every day. And that's in addition to hundreds of awesome deals, like a 1-gig flash drive or SD camera memory card for under $20, our lowest price ever. At CompUSA's back-to-school sale, we got it, we get it. No purchase necessary, void or prohibited, store visit required. Offer after savings and rebates, see store for details.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And good morning to you. It's 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 83, intermittent clouds. This is your radio station where we get together and have your kind of dialogue and talk about the things that really matter to us. We're talking here about whether you think a T-Rex is worth it or not, and also about your attitude towards driving in automobiles, and all the questions that go along with it about mass transit and everything else, and can we build our way out of congestion. I mean, we're burning this planet up, and there's got to be, I mean, we got to do something. And I, you know what, this survey shows that most Americans are becoming disenchanted with their cars. And I want to know if you're as in love with your automobile as you once were, and all of these questions that I'm asking. Let's go to Karen, who's been patiently hanging on at Westminster. Karen, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great, Karen. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, what you're talking about is what I do for a living. I work for the Denver Regional Council of Governments, and I work for the division that's called Ride Arrangers. And
oh, wow.
We work with companies and individuals to help them consider using something besides their car to get to work. And listening to the other people on the phone, I understand totally what they're saying. And we offer a suggestion, and that is, if you will consider using an alternative one day a week, we will take 20% of the traffic off the road at any given time. And here's a little fact. If everyone who currently drives alone in the city of metropolitan area of Denver would choose an alternative one day a week, we wouldn't have had to build T-Rex.
All right, let's talk about some alternatives. You know, first of all, you've got carpools. I mean, we could all organize together and do that. I mean, we could do carpools, right? I mean, I don't know who would want to get a lift to work with me at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I'm sure there's somebody out there, you know, who could use a lift. I mean, so no matter what hours you work, you can get carpools. There's also people who have vans, so you could have van pools, right?
Yes,
some people can bike to work. I mean, let's talk about some of that stuff.
Well, one of the things that folks need to do is we're talking about a behavior change, and I know people like their cars, and so do I. However, the alternatives are, let's try a carpool one day a week. With busy schedules, people have school after work. They have a bunch of things they need to do. So they can find one day a week that they could carpool. We have currently 90 vans on the road for ride arrangers. A lot of people are choosing a van pool. Now, that's a five-day commitment, and that's a month-by-month commitment.
How many people do you have to have a van pool?
You have to have one person who's a driver and three riders to get started, and at the end of 3 months, you need five riders, which is, I'm going to be going under a bridge. I might lose you.
Okay.
So those are the kinds of, that's a real commitment, but there's a huge number when you think about there being six people in one vehicle. That's five vehicles off the road. That's pretty cool.
But do you think people, do you think that's realistic? I mean, are you having success with that? I mean, are people taking to that once they find out about it?
Oh, yeah. We have a ride match system at our office that matches people. Our services are free. All you have to do is call 303-458-POOL. And we can match you with people who live near you, work near you, and share the same work hours.
All
also,
right.
One more alternative, and that is telework. And there are more and more companies that are exploring that possibility. And that is certainly one way not to drive your car at least one day a week.
And the ozone level is awful high this year, isn't it?
You betcha. And another approach, none of the things that we're talking about are going to be easy because we're going to be asking ourselves to do something that is inconvenient. However, if we are committed to saving this environment, we have to look at hybrids, we have to look at E85, we have to use the transit system. We have to think about doing our part a little at a time. That's how recycling got started. And we want to leave something for our kids, don't we?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Karen, thank you. Give that phone number one more time.
It's 303-458-POOL.
All right. Thanks so much, Karen. Appreciate you calling in.
Okey-doke.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, let's see if we can sneak Mark and Boulder in real quick. Mark, go ahead, man. You got about 2 minutes. Go.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Here's the problem, I think, why carpools and mass transits won't work right away is because since World War II, we've been mass marketed automobiles, the house in the suburb, moving away from your job, that sort of thing. And it's been ingrained in several generations now, and it's going to take a lot of effort to do it. And the way companies are moving out away from cities and things like that, it's just not convenient anymore where a person can just walk to work or ride to work. Companies have made it difficult. The country's made it difficult. The government. Corporations, you know, moving the companies away from into the suburbs, that sort of thing. They've kind of invited us to leave the infrastructure of the cities a long time ago, and I think it's going to take a lot. I don't think people really want to go back to that, living on top of each other.
I don't know, man. I live in the city, and I like living in the city, but you're right in what you say about corporations and about companies and stuff moving out of the city. I remember that, you know, it used to be, I mean, even in my business, it used to be easy to live near the radio station,
right.
And now I live 25 minutes away.
You bet. And I think that's more common than it is unusual for people. They have to drive at least 20 to 30 minutes to get to work anymore. And, you know, it's going to take a big commitment on both the government. I think we're going to have to get somebody with real leadership to lead the way and show the way here, because otherwise, people aren't just going to get out of their cars.
Yeah. You know what? I think you're absolutely right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, man. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. I think he's right about that. We need leadership in this area. We need to do something. We are burning this planet up, and I think anybody who denies that's living in a dream world. All right. It's 7:58. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about CSAP, and then at 9 o'clock, the minimum wage. George Miller will be here, Congressman George Miller, and also we'll do open phones as well here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being here this morning. Appreciate it.
I'm Bill Winter, and I'm running for Congress against Tom Tancredo to bring honor back to America and build a better future for all of us. Please join us August 16th at 4:30 p.m. at the Cool River Cafe in Greenwood Village as we welcome Virginia Governor and Democratic presidential hopeful Mark Warner to Colorado. Celebrate Democratic unity with me, Angie Piccioni, Jay Fawcett, and Ken Salazar. Tickets are limited, so please visit winterforcongress.com or call 720-891-4269 to purchase yours today. I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message.
You can smush a tomato into your nose. You can smush sand between your toes. You can smush your tube of toothpaste or smush some wine around your buds of taste. You can smush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can smush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to smush by far is when you go and smush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You smush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder,
and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Breaking news from the Pentagon. A military official says the investigation of the alleged massacre earlier this year in Haditha, Iraq, is nearly complete. And that official says the evidence supports charges that U.S. Marines deliberately shot and killed 24 civilians, including women and children. In Iraq, President Jalal Talabani says government forces will take charge of security in all 18 provinces by the end of the year. They control only one province now. Los Angeles Times reporter Borzu Daragahi calls that a tall order.
U.S. soldiers are still needed to provide logistics, air support, canine units. Heck, they're even needed to provide payroll functions that the Iraqi armed forces and security forces are not yet capable of handling.
10,000 Israeli troops have moved into southern Lebanon, ramping up a ground offensive against Hezbollah. CBS's Vicky Barker is in Beirut.
There's no doubt this offensive is escalating. In the past few hours, we've seen a commando helicopter raid in Baalbek, a good 80 miles from the border, and Israeli ground forces are engaged with Hezbollah fighters on at least five fronts in southern Lebanon.
CBS's Charlie Daggett is in northern Israel.
For the first time in 3 days, air raid sirens rang out this morning in Haifa, followed immediately by thunderous explosions, villages that were hit by Katyusha rockets a little bit outside the city limits here in Haifa, but we also know that missiles flew overhead.
Witnesses say one Hezbollah rocket hit the West Bank for the first time. Here at home, half the country is in for another day of frying egg on the sidewalk weather with highs around and above 100 degrees. For people like Ada Ortega in St. Petersburg, the cost of running air conditioners and fans to keep cool is also in the triple digits.
This $206 bill, I don't know how I'm going to pay that. I'm going to try.
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army.
In a normal summer, the Salvation Army in St. Petersburg helps 75 or 80 families pay power bills. This year, says Major Alan Satterley, 750 people have asked for a hand.
We'll help some families, but we're going to have to leave a whole lot of families out as it looks presently.
In West Texas, it's not just the heat, it's the rain. Downpours for 3 days and maybe more today. Police had to rescue at least 60 people trapped in homes and cars. In medicine, an ounce of prevention can be worth more than a pound of cure, CBS's Jim Shenevy explains.
Had a nasty cut, your doctor may have given you a vaccine against tetanus. But what you don't know is that it may also be protecting you against contracting multiple sclerosis. Researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health pooled data from 9 separate studies and found a strong correlation. Those who had been immunized against tetanus had about a 33% reduced chance of getting MS. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's ahead 50 points, NASDAQ's up 16. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Oreck.
I've torture-tested my 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum in the world's most grueling proving grounds, luxury hotels. 5 years in a hotel is like 50 years in your home. Folks, you owe it to yourself to try the end product of my 40-year obsession, the 8-pound Oreck XL. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. If it's perfect for hotels, it's perfect for you.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
In Washington, I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Another adult bookstore robbed this morning, even after the man believed to be the Triple X bandit has been arrested. The latest robbery happening at the Pleasures Adult Store in the 8200 block of East Colfax. Denver police made an arrest yesterday of the man they say is the Triple X bandit.
Joseph Edwards was arrested for that incident in Colorado Springs by members of the Denver Police Department, the Colorado Springs Police Department, and the Fugitive Location and Apprehension Group we call FLAG.
Detective John White says Edwards is suspected in the recent robberies of 7 adult bookstores in the metro. Police continue to investigate this morning's incident. Some of the metro area got a soaking last night.
We did have some streaks flooding in the Laveras area over Highway 85. Moving through Highlands Ranch, mainly in University Wildcat Reserve area, and Acres Green, which is subdivision just off of Yosemite Street.
Kim Castellano with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. The heavy rain did cause traffic to crawl to an inner standstill on the interstate between Castle Rock and Arapahoe Road. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And it's a busy, busy morning for southbounders along I-25 with very little break from Thornton and Northbend getting across downtown as you continue that drive down through T-Rex. However, northbound I-25 is wide open, leaving the Denver Tech Center heading up towards downtown. Eastbound 6th Avenue starting to recover just a little bit after clearing off earlier problems approaching Federal. Still a busy drive approaching Sheridan as you make your way over towards I-25. We're seeing that late surge of traffic volume here westbound Highway 36 from Sheridan getting up towards Church Ranch. Of course, the usual slowdowns for eastbound C-Force 70, and westbound Bellevue still shut down at Santa Fe. It's going to be closed for the next couple of hours as crews try and unhook the back end of that garbage truck that got hooked up on the overpass. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy skies, few scattered afternoon thundershowers, and highs right around 82. We're at 68 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Grand Prix of Denver presents Life in the Fast Lane, sponsored by Bridgestone, a city-transforming experience with race cars, action sports, street parties, and music. Downtown Denver, August 11th through the 13th. Get tickets and info at gpdenver.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done $100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, you got it. Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Big Head Todd and the Monsters, the official band of the Jay Marvin Show. Even though they have never said that they were, we just kind of made them that. And we miss Todd. He's out on the road. High today, 83, intermittent clouds, and it's good to have you along here this morning. Thanks so much for all the calls this morning. And if you missed it between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, we had our Arnaldo Coro on. See, now, if you don't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you miss a lot. We had him on from Havana, Cuba. And talked extensively about Cuba. If you want to talk more about Cuba, which I was there in 1996, if you want to talk more about that, well, you can do it after 9 o'clock. And you can pull it up on our website, am760.net, later on today. We'll have George Miller, a congressman from the 7th Congressional District, a great guy. We've had him on before. We're going to talk about the minimum wage, and we'll do open phones next hour. This hour I want to talk about something that, that I hear both pros and cons about. And I hear a lot of people gripe about it, and I also hear a lot of people who think it's good. And the results are due to come out today. This is CSAP. The results are due to come out today. The student, the results of the statewide student achievement tests are going to be released today, providing a look at how well public schools are doing in, you know, the reading, writing, math, and science. And one of the things I always hear from people is that one of the problems with CSAP is, and one of the problems with these programs is that they don't, you know, is that they narrow what kids can learn, and the kids are not learning, you know, they're not getting music, art, and social studies because those things are not tested. And there was an article in the New York Times here about a week ago that indicated that that the arts can help with the problem of literacy among children. So if you've got a kid in school, a couple of dual questions here for you. Number one, about CSAP, and do you like the, you know, are you happy with it? If you're a teacher, of course, you can call in and talk about it too. They got to spend a tremendous amount of time prepping for these things, and students got to spend a tremendous amount of time studying for these things, because if they don't pass and you don't get good scores, then you lose federal funding under the No Child Left Behind Act. And I want to know if, you know, I want to know if you're if you support it, if you're happy with it, if you like it. You know, I got to tell you that the reason I Mary and I don't have any children, but the reason I know about these scores, the reason I know about doing these tests, is because we have a 10-year-old nephew who we're very, very close to, and he's very smart, he's very articulate, but he has problems in math. And there's always this constant emphasis in his school to get his math scores up, and they take a tremendous amount of time studying for these tests. Well, the thing that gets me about all of this is, you know what, to me, art and music and social studies are, like, really important, not because I liked them when I was in school and virtually hated everything else that was there. But I liked it. I mean, I think it's great because I think it rounds people out. I think it rounds a person out. And what do you do if you're a kid and you're in school and, you know, it's reading, writing, and, you know, arithmetic and science, but there, like, there's no arts. I mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean, you know, to me, school is barely tolerable. And if there was no arts, if there was no art, you know, I mean, it would have just made it worse. I mean, it would have made it worse. And so what are we saying? Are we sending, you know, the wrong message to kids here? Are we telling them we don't value the arts? Because to me, the arts are very, very valuable. So, you know, I want to know if you think this is a good thing, this narrow focus of teaching kids and testing them about reading, writing, math, and science. Certainly reading is, like, to me, you know, paramount. I mean, it's like the biggest thing in most of our lives is our ability to be able to read, because through reading you get everything else. I mean, math, too, even though I'm lousy in math, and I mean, I admit it, I mean, I'm bad at it. Mary keeps the checkbook, and, you know, I can't, you know, to this day, I mean, I can't do division. I just, you know, I'm bad at it. But we're talking about, you know, 450,000 students here in grades 3 through 10. And, you know, results have shown modest year-to-year gains. But I just really feel bad about the lack of art and social studies. And I don't know. I do know. You know, it bothers me. And if I had a kid in school and that kid couldn't, you know, wasn't being taught about art, wasn't being taught about music, wasn't being taught about social studies, you know what? I wouldn't be happy. And I'll tell you something. I'm a huge supporter of public schools. And I believe in public education. I believe it's the backbone of the nation. And I'm not out to, you know, I don't believe in the voucher system. I don't believe in destroying public schools. And I don't even want to get into discussion about, you know, private versus public. But if you have your kids in a private school, I mean, you know, I want to hear from you too. But to me, not teaching kids that stuff is, like, critically wrong. And as a parent, if I had a kid in a Denver public school or anywhere in this state, and you weren't teaching them about these things, and you know what? I'd be damn upset. I would. I'd be upset. I'd be discontent. I wouldn't like it. And if I had kids at home now, and we try to do it with our nephew, try to expose them to as much art and music and all of those things as you possibly can, and try to emphasize to him that that stuff's important. And yeah, you know, we try to emphasize to him about getting his math scores up, and that, you know, we reward him for good grades. And his father and his mother and Mary and I mean, you know, we talked to him. He's only 10 years old. We talked to him about his math. And, you know, I cautioned him not to neglect math. Don't turn out like his Uncle Jay. But still, we try to expose him to the other things. And I don't know, CSAP yay or nay, basically, is what the question is here. 303-713-7600. And are you happy with CSAP, whether you're a parent with kids in school, whether you're a taxpayer who supports the public school system, or whether you're a teacher or you're involved maybe in education? And I'd love to hear from you. I got four lines open here, and I'd love to hear about the CSAP thing. I've been longing to ask about it for a long, long time, and this gives me an excuse to ask about it. And let me say it again, like for the 15th millionth time, I mean, I'm extremely troubled by the idea that kids don't learn about art, and that they don't learn about music, and they don't learn about social studies, or if they are learning about that stuff, that there's not as much emphasis on that as there is on the other topics. Because, I'll say it again, I mean, to me, it's tantamount. And I don't know what I do in my life without reading, without art, without music. I mean, these are things that are, like, central, you know, to the fiber of my being. And I don't know how many of you are, you know, tuned into the same thing. I mean, I don't know how many of you are, you know, and you want to pass that stuff on to your kids. And you want your kids to do more than just watch television. You know, you want them to read good books. You want them to know who Jackson Pollock is. And you want them to know who, name artists. I mean, just name any artists that you particularly like, that you particularly find to be, you know, interesting. And you want them to know about music. And, you know, I'm not only talking about rock and roll, but I'm talking about, knowing about classical music and knowing about jazz. And being able to be exposed to those kinds of things. And I remember in school, in the public school system in California, I mean, we were at least exposed to that kind of stuff, and everybody could, you know, I mean, you had those electives, you could take them, and you could get involved in it, and there was some emphasis at least on it. And to me, it's like not having oxygen in the air, not to be able to get involved in this stuff. And I'm not talking that, you know, that I want to turn out a society of elitists. But when it comes to education, I don't believe in elitism. I mean, when it comes to education, I believe, you know, I mean, knowledge is power. So the more you know, the better off you are. So I don't understand how you would turn around and, like, you know, either not emphasize that stuff or just deprive kids of that stuff and think that they would be well-rounded individuals. Plus, you're also going to get into a situation where, you know something? There are going to be those kids that are drawn to this stuff, and they don't get enough of it, and they become a behavioral problem, or they have a learning problem, or they become disenchanted with school, which is also another thing to think about. So I got one line open here, 303-713-7600. CSAP, thumb up, thumbs up, or thumbs down. And if you got kids in school too, tell me about your experiences with that in regards to CSAP and your views about about teaching your kids art and teaching your kids music and teaching your kids social studies. And you know, I was like the only 13-year-old kid in school who knew, everything about Havana, Cuba, knew everything about Cuba. And so when I got to geography class and when I got to political science and all that kind of stuff, I mean, I could really talk that trash. But, man, to not have that stuff is like, to me, is just like not to have oxygen. It's child abuse as far as...
Get the good stuff.
With the high price of gas, who wants to spend more for premium? Well, you may not have to. Just pick up some Tecron fuel injector cleaner from your local Napa Auto Parts store. It can help clean carbon deposit buildup in your engine, which reduces engine pings and your need for higher octane gas. Plus, a cleaner engine means better mileage. And now at Napa, when you buy one bottle of Tecron for just $6.99, you get a second bottle free after mail-in rebate. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
This morning, We're still catching the usual delays for southbound 225 from Parker Road in on in. Eastbound C-470 busy in between Kipling and Wadsworth. And from Santa Fe getting across Highlands Ranch. And our problems along Bellevue still in place. Lights out at Quebec and Monaco, and I-25 and westbound Bellevue still closed at Santa Fe with that accident. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, some scattered afternoon thundershowers. Highs around 82. Right now we're at 68 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The 07 Harleys are in at Mile High Harley-Davidson at I-70 and Airport Boulevard. Be the first on the block to wrap your legs around one of these new hogs. Get out to Mile High Harley-Davidson, your Harley headquarters at I-70 and Airport Boulevard today.
I'm Bill Winter, and I'm running for Congress against Tom Tancredo to bring honor back to America and build a better future for all of us. Please join us August 16th at 4:30 p.m. at the Cool River Cafe in Greenwood Village as we welcome Virginia Governor and Democratic presidential hopeful Mark Warner to Colorado. Celebrate Democratic unity with me, Angie Piccioni, Jay Fawcett, and Ken Salazar. Tickets are limited, so please visit winterforcongress.com or call 720-891-4269 to purchase yours today. I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message.
It's Club Bentley's grand opening. Wednesday is ladies' night. Wine, well, and drafts just $1 all night long. Come out Thursdays for college night. Buy one, get one free with your broker bucks. Get a babysitter and have a date night with your wife on Friday nights at Bentley's. Enjoy the CU Jazz Band from 7 to 10 and enjoy $2 martinis from 7 to 9. Get the guys together for a Saturday night at Bentley's. It's a barbecue and keg party. $5 entry while supplies last. DJ Andy will be on hand Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to close, playing your favorites including 80s, 90s, rock, rock and hip-hop. So come on out to Club Bentley's for great drink specials and entertainment and great rates for overnight stays. Bentley's, located at 555 30th Street in Boulder, at the Boulder Broker Inn off 36th and Baseline.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So.
Makes AM as clear as FM?
Has a definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higgledy Definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
Ooh, what happened to John Turk? We got some Doors? I'm shocked. Play anything but what Jay Marvin likes. All right, it's 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. High today, 83. Intermittent clouds. Thanks for being here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about CSAP. The results are going to be released today. And your feelings about it. And as I said before, you know, no music. You know what? It's not that there's none, but music, art, and social studies aren't tested, so they don't get as much emphasis. And I don't know how you do that. I really don't. All right, let's go to Vicki in Brighton. Vicki, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I think more importantly that the CSAP doesn't. I mean, I think that it's skewed because of our special education students are also lumped in that, and there's a lot of zeros, a lot of unsatisfactories, and so I think the scoring is skewed.
Well, now explain more what you mean by this. There's a lot of zeros and there's a lot of, because it takes everybody, regardless of what their situation is, whether they're in other words, elaborate on that a little bit more.
Okay, well, let's say we have a student and we're testing for 3 days or even the whole week, and he misses one part of the test, and then the whole test is a zero. So I don't think we're getting an accurate picture of what our students are achieving. And you're absolutely right with the music and the arts and even and physical education. It all ties together, and I just don't think it's an accurate picture of what our students are learning.
See, I didn't know that. Why would they, if you don't complete the test, why would they just throw out your entire score?
Because that's the way it's set up. You know, that's a great question, and then it's the way it's set up. And, you know, we have also have our English language learners who now they're doing a better, CSAP is doing a better job of, you know, testing those kids, but it used to be that we have a kid who spoke Spanish and he doesn't understand the test. He attempts the test, at least we get some credit for that, but his scores are going to be, you know, unsatisfactory. So I think looking at the test, looking at CSAP on what they do test, it's not, the stuff they're testing on is okay for us to be tested, but what I'm trying to say is that it's skewed, it's unfair, and when schools, districts, funding is based on these tests, you know, when you have high-performing, a high social economic area, it makes a difference.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, when you start getting in the area of bilingual education, that's a real touchy subject with me, not because I'm against it, but because we're talking about kids. You know, if you get a Spanish-speaking kid, you know, I have no trouble, you know, administering education to them in Spanish while teaching them English at the same time. I have no trouble with that at all. And people who dwell on that and who, you know, who go nuts over that kind of stuff, I mean, that just drives me crazy because what we're talking about is we're talking about kids. Vicki, thank you. I appreciate
the
call. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Joe in Golden. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, listen, I work in higher ed, and I see the byproduct of what's happening with this CSAP testing. And I think what I see is that students are being taught in the public schools to be employees rather than being citizens.
See, you know what? That drives me crazy. That absolutely frickin' drives me crazy.
Well, I think it would drive all of us progressives crazy, but I think there's some element of design in that as well.
But you know what, though? To me, it's like, what difference does it make? Okay, this is not a criticism of you, but it's just an observation. Like, what difference does it make what your political orientation is? You know what? It's like, why would you want your kid, why would you want your child not to be rounded out and not to be able to appreciate all aspects and have knowledge in everything as much as you can give them and have emphasis on these things instead of just, like, giving them skills that, you know, enable them to go to work at a, you know, in a factory or not a factory, excuse me, I don't mean that. No, just give them skills in order to get into the workplace. I mean, there's got to be, you know.
Well, I'll tell you why, Jay. I'll tell you. It's because if you teach students to be employees rather than citizens, it becomes harder for them to think about their conditions in the world, and then they don't organize and join unions as readily.
Yeah, but why would parents want that?
Well, parents wouldn't want that. But the business sector of our society wants that sort of thing desperately.
See, wouldn't you be, I mean, if you had kids, wouldn't you be up in arms? I'd be up in arms. I'd be going nuts.
Well, you know, that's difficult because we have an anti-union kind of program going on in society and a compliance with authority program going on in society for a long time. And so there's this macho thing in some segments of our society where people are really proud of kissing the whip.
Yeah, you know, I know that's true, and I know that everything you're saying is true, and I know that I'm an anomaly and that I'm out of the, I'm not the usual and I'm not the run of the mill. But to me, it's like, man, I can't imagine educating a child. And I think all of those things are important. You know, I think reading is definitely important. I mean, as I said before, I cherish that more than anything. I think that, you know, that math is important. Obviously, that stuff is, you know, really important. Science is important, and we're falling behind science-wise in this country to other countries, so that stuff's really important. But along with that, you know, in order to be good citizens, as you brought up, I mean, you know, you got to have appreciation and emphasis on other things as well. And then you get into this whole thing about what do you do when you got a kid, and you're in education, what do you do when you got a kid who's 16, 15, 16 years old, or even younger, let's say 12 or 11, and their orientation and they're drawn towards the arts, and there's no emphasis on the arts?
Well, then you have a tragedy.
I mean, isn't there a chance that kid's going to go south on you?
More than a chance. That's you can expect it. Because
so aren't we creating a whole different set of problems here?
Well, you know what? The Republicans would say that's why there's the Army. You know that.
Yeah, but that's not. When people say that stuff to me, you know what I always say to them? I always say, well, would you say that towards your own child?
No, and I wouldn't say it to any child.
And I'll tell you something. You know what? Look at the story today. I mean, they're upping the enlistment age now to 42 years of age, and we don't have any readiness in the armed services. We don't have any combat readiness, preparedness, because not enough people are joining the service. So, where do those kids go? Where does a kid go who at an early age, and I don't know how early of an age you had a calling towards what you wanted to do, but I had a calling. You know, I wanted to be in radio when I was like a little kid. So let's say I had wanted to be when I was, you know, 9 or 10, or you got a kid who's 9 or 10, and they want to be a writer, or they want to be a painter, or they want to be a sculptor, or they want to be, they're interested in social studies. I mean, what do? You just shunt that? You shunt them out? You say, like, okay, here's a little bit of that, but that's not that important. What you need to do is you need to concentrate on these things and these things only. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly. I mean, and that's what the system is designed to do. It rewards compliance. It rewards skills. It doesn't reward critical thinking. It doesn't reward historical awareness. And, again, I say in some ways that's by design, because let's say that you have a kid in high school and you start talking macroeconomics with that child, and you say, hey, Joey, do you know what makes a company profitable? Well, what makes a company profitable is suppressing the wages of labor. Yeah, you could never get away with saying that in the public schools. But it's
but I got to tell you something real quick.
Okay.
When I was in school, when I was in high school, I had a teacher, the guy's name was Mr. Coulter. He was extremely conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the highlights of my day was fencing with him over Cuba. You know?
Uh-huh.
Because that's what I was reading when I was a kid. And going in there and fencing with him in social studies class about that stuff. And if I didn't have that, I would have ditched school.
Yeah, well, it sounds like your Mr. Coulter was one of these old-style conservatives who still believed in facts rather than believing in using language to get people to do things and say things.
Well, he just got a big kick out of me, you know, and he really liked me. And even though he and I didn't, you know, agree, and I thought he was a fascist, and I got up once in class and called him that, and he didn't kick me out, but he made me define fascism and, you know, the whole thing. I mean, I just don't understand how people can want to raise their kids to be, to be robots. Joe, thank you, man.
Sure.
I appreciate the call.
All right.
All right, thanks. One line open at 303-713-7600. Would you want to raise your kid to be a robot? Aaron O'Neill, what was your favorite topic in school?
Favorite topic, huh?
Not topic, but your favorite area of study. Like, were you big on cooking class, or what was your big deal?
I was a big geography student.
Yeah, can you imagine having to go to school and, like, them saying, okay, you know, you can study a little bit about geography, but here's what we really want you to do. You better get your reading, writing, math, and science in order. And if you don't do that, I mean, it's like, screw you.
Yeah.
That'd be a drag, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
I mean, you know, I'm glad we're out of school, man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we need to definitely change the system. And I don't have all the answers. Naturally, nobody does. But, I mean, I wouldn't want to. My kid were in public school, I mean, I'd be livid. All right, what's up with our main nemesis here, Bellevue? What's happening with that?
Ugly, ugly drive. Of course, it was a garbage truck that had its rear end lifted up, tilted up a little bit, and it struck the Santa Fe overpass westbound Bellevue, shut down at Santa Fe right now. And they're saying another couple of hours till they can figure out how to get this thing cleared out of the way. Meanwhile, traffic on Bellevue is going to have to be detoured onto Windermere. If you can, hang a left at Broadway, take that south to Littleton Boulevard, and then you can head west to Santa Fe and get back onto that highway. So that's going to be with us next couple of hours. Looks like our highway is really starting to loosen up around town, including both directions of the Boulder Turnpike back to normal. I-70's back up to speed. Even southbound 225 starting to loosen up a little bit from approaching Yosemite, getting down towards I-25. And southbound I-25, still a busy drive from downtown to the tech center, but even the traffic there is starting to break loose a little bit. Weather for today.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand-new Thunder Mountain Custom Cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver, with the best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain Custom Cycles. With approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 days, Grease, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 days, Grease. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. Call Ticketmaster outlets 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
303-761-6400. They work with all major insurance companies and will make sure you don't get ripped off. Now, let me tell you about these guys. They have a proven track record since 1994. Your project manager is with you from start to finish. They have a dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. And here's the biggest thing. No payment until you're satisfied. That's right, you heard me right. No payment until you're satisfied. Man, as good as these guys are, why would you want a chance with anybody else? Call 303-761-6400. Or go to xlroofing.com. You want it done right, you want it done to your standards, then you got to go to XL.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 836, 36 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 83, intermittent clouds. We're talking about CSAP scheduled. The results are scheduled to be released today and your feelings about it. Here's Tom Griggs in Fort Collins. He's running for State Board of Education. And let's see what he has to say about CSAP. And Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Tom. What's your feelings about CSAP?
Well, you know, the biggest problem I have with the CSAP is, well, actually there are two. One is that it so narrowly defines what constitutes learning that all the other forms of learning, all the other forms of intelligence, creativity, imagination that students have are thrown by the wayside, you know? And we get so afraid that if we don't perform well in CSAP tests, our schools are going to close down, our jobs are going to get lost. I'm talking about teachers now. Everybody cuts to the chase, and we miss a lot of the things that mattered to all of us when we were kids in school. The other problem I have with it is that, I'll just focus on that one for now. I think that's the one that is of critical importance to me as a person who educates teachers. You know, if you go on my website at www.tomgriggssbe.com, you'll find out a lot more about my positions, my background, and so forth. But that's a real critical aspect. The other key issue for me is that the way CSAP test is being used currently in the state of Colorado is it's punitive. If it were really about accountability, if it were really about improving instruction for students, I would be all in favor of it.
Yeah, you know, I get that opinion that not only is CSAP that way, but also No Child Left Behind is that way, and that it's like a sword of Damocles hanging over teacher and administrators' heads and schools' heads, that if they don't get their kids, you know, act together, and if the kids don't do well on the tests, then the schools face up, you know, being punished. And I saw that through my nephew, who, you know, I mean, there's just a tremendous amount of pressure on him to you know, get the math score up, which naturally you would have anyway, but there's more pressure on him to do well on those tests, and there's pressures on the kids to do well on those tests because they, you know, they face being threatened with funding if they don't.
Yep, that's right. That's a huge issue. And if you look at what's going on in my district, in my congressional district when I'm running for state board, if you look at the Weld 6 school district, that's the biggest school district in kind of the heart of the Greeley area. If you look at what's happened to them, they're under accreditation watch because they've had some serious problems with their CSAP test scores and getting them up to where everybody might like them to be. They are feeling so much pressure that they are pressured to the point of making decisions that, at least based on research, are pedagogically unsound. And this is really a problem.
Well, what good does it do going and saying, okay, you know what, your scores aren't high enough, so you're on watch, and then if you don't shake that up, then you know what we're going to do, we're going to close the school and we're going to halt the funding. What good does that do? Wouldn't it be better to go, okay, you're having a problem, let's get in and find out what that problem is, and let's see if we can fix it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Jay. I mean, that's common sense. That's, you know, common sense, though. How come it's not widely accepted?
Right, right. You know, you may recall that a year and a half, 2 years ago, when they were starting to talk about the ESEA refunding and so forth, No Child Left Behind is what it's called in the Bush administration.
Right.
It's actually the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. They have to reauthorize it every 6 years. They were just about to go up for authorization, and they put it off for a year, probably because the politics of it were going to show unfavorably on the Bush administration, frankly. They postponed it until after this election year, so they won't reauthorize. I guess they extended the existing authorization. But if you look at the states who have resisted, have either been in the position of saying, you know what, the federal government is giving us more unfunded mandates than ever, we don't need this money, we can let go of it, or who have said, we need this money, but we don't need all these strings attached to it. It's way too onerous.
Well, you know who's opted out of it, which is a very, very conservative, very strong Republican state, is Utah.
Yeah, and I understand. And Wyoming hasn't opted out of it, but they've been very creative. The other thing I was going to say is that the states who have either opted out of it, there are several states who have opted out of it, and there are others who have said, you know, what we need to do instead is we need to use this testing requirement, this annual measurement requirement, to actually help teachers get information that will help them improve their instruction. And they've used it as what we would call in the ed biz, and a formative assessment rather than a summative assessment. So right now, the way it works in Colorado is the test results come in at the end of May when the teachers are about ready to pass their students on to another teacher. And the teachers don't know whether it was the students that were having the problems, whether it was something about their instructional approach that was problematic. What they get is, you're failing. You're making it or you're not making it. And it doesn't tell them whether they're doing a good job. You know, even with the students who are making it, we don't know whether they're doing as good a job as they possibly could be.
Now,
we need to use these assessments in a real constructive way. We need to use them in a supportive way. We need to use them in a positive way instead of using them, as you said, to punish schools that are dealing with, for instance, disproportionate members of communities that have historically struggled with education in our country.
Yeah, to me it just doesn't get down to the nuts and bolts, and then I also object to the narrowness of the emphasis. All right. Thank you, Tom. Give your website again.
It's Tom Griggs, SBE, for StateBoardOfEducation.com. I look forward to hearing from anybody who's interested.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, Jay. Bye.
Okay. We'll see you later. Let's go to Marlene and Greeley, who says there are some positives about CSAP. Marlene, higher on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. I wanted to talk a little bit about history on CSAP because a lot of people don't understand where it came from. And in 1994, under Governor Romer, the legislation decided that there needed to be some kind of standard that our kids would learn. And they directed the Department of Education to form committees of parents and community and educators to set up those standards and what they needed to be. And in addition to that, they needed to develop a test to measure those standards. And in 2000, when the Education Reform Bill came out, that's when the test scores started getting the weighted and the zeros and the sanctions and all of that. But if CSAP, if you use CSAP, and I hate to use the word CSAP, I'd much rather have our schools teaching to the standards, because in third grade they only test one standard, and that's a reading standard. And that's kind of a basic thing of what every kid should be learning to read. And I think it's really important. And, yeah, and I listened to Mr. Griggs about District 6, and I'm involved in District 6, actually. I'm a school board member. And it's been a really tough year for us in this district to look at it. But it evaluates curriculum and teaching. And if you can look at your curriculum and say, hey, we're not aligned with the standards, and CSAP test was designed by teachers. It wasn't.
Yeah, but you know something? I don't mean to interrupt you, but yes, I guess I do mean to interrupt you. You know, I don't have any problem with anything you're saying. But the two problems I do have is, number one, not enough emphasis on music, art, and social studies bothers me tremendously. That's number one as a taxpayer. Number two, I agree with Tom Griggs on this, and I've noticed it from my nephew in the school system in New Albany, Mississippi. And also, I've noticed it in the articles that I've read in the New York Times, also the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News, and all the rest of the media, that, you know, you got to have standards. You're absolutely right about that. But explain to me what good it does to punish a school if they don't meet those standards. Wouldn't it be better off to go into the school and say, okay, let's pull this apart and figure out why it is that you can't meet the standards, and let's fix it, instead of, like, threatening the teachers and the administrators and everybody else down the line with, okay, we're going to cut the funding, and then eventually if you don't shape up, the school is going to get closed?
Well, and I agree with you on that part. And that's what the district is looking at is saying, okay, we're not meeting, why aren't we meeting this? What are the barriers that are there? And in our district, we try to focus on the other things. We have a magnet school for the arts and literacy, and it's, you know.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You know what, though? Once again, a magnet school. Uh-huh. So therefore, you attract students that are interested in that.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to take those students and segregate them from the other students, because I want those students to rub off on the other students, and I want a variety of kids being together instead of going, okay, you know what, you're into arts, and you're into science, and you're into this, and we'll send you off here. I mean, to me, you know, that's, to me, I mean, you might as well be raised in a bubble. I mean, that's one of the things I have against homeschooling is that, what, you don't have any contact till you, what, till ideally till you go to high school or maybe, you know, you go to college. And, you know, these kids should all be, I mean, they should all be rubbing shoulders.
Well, and I agree with you. And I think that just because you have one school that's their total focus, all of our other schools have the music and the arts. And actually, our board said these are important. If I hadn't had music, I wouldn't have stayed in school. And it has been such a vital part of my life and my children's life and my granddaughter's life. And so we try to focus as CSAP is, what are we doing wrong in our schools? It shows us that we're not teaching all of our kids all of the basics that they need to have, as well as looking at well-rounded students. And we're trying not to focus on CSAP. Even though we're under the academic watch, we're trying to make sure that we can look at the whole child. And, you know, because it's important. It's important to them as an adult, whether they go into college or the workforce or, you know, whatever they do. You need to provide a well-rounded, politically adept person.
Yeah, you know what? I want a kid to know who Leonardo da Vinci is, as well as I want a kid to know about NASA. Hey, thank you, Marlene. I appreciate you calling in, and I hope you'll call again.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's 8:47, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. One line open at 303-713-7600. Top of the hour, George Miller, Congressman from California, on the minimum wage. Stick around.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Running down from the highways, looks like a lot of these areas picking up in speeds. Traffic starting to loosen up. We're still kind of busy south Bend I-25 in between 104th and 84th Avenue. A little crowded across downtown yet. You will find south Bend I-25 slower from Alameda, getting down through the bridges, but it'll open up by the time you reach Colorado. Northbound I-25, no slowing whatsoever, leaving the tech center. Southbound 225 getting a little bit better. It's heavy approaching Yosemite down towards I-25. Eastbound C-470 loaded up from Santa Fe up past Broadway. Now, westbound Bellevue is going to be closed over the next couple of hours at Santa Fe. That's where that garbage truck struck the overpass. They're trying to figure out how to clean it up. You want to seek alternate routes. Avoid the area if you can, like I said, over the next couple of hours. Weather for today, we're dealing with partly cloudy skies and some scattered afternoon thunder showers. Highs right around 82 degrees. We've warmed up to 69 now. Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival, celebrating 30 years of magic. Enjoy the fantasy, knights in shining armor, magicians, minstrels, and comedy. Fine arts and crafts and food fit for a king. The Colorado Renaissance Festival final weekend is August 5th and 6th.
The Al Franken Show. Next time on the Al Franken Show, Shark Week continues with a terrifying look at the most dangerous shark of all. The man-eating great white shark. Shark. We'll have footage of great whites in their natural habitat, plus commentary from resident dittohead Mark Luther, Media Matters, David Brock, and Newsweek's Jonathan Alter. All on the next Franken. Franken.
Al Franken. This morning at 10. On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk, back to your phone calls coming up here in just a second. Let's talk economics if you're a homeowner. And you're buried in credit card debt. You know what? And we've all been there. Now's the time to do something about it. And the Mortgage Store is here with a great low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.99% for a 30-year fixed rate. Call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171. If you act quickly and you call now, you could defer your next two house payments. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. You know, the Federal Reserve has raised rates 16 times in the past month, so the minimum payment on your credit cards has doubled. And you need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of this special 5.99% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered only by the Mortgage Store. So call them at 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and best service, even if you've had some credit problems in the past. And man, who hasn't? I mean, we all have. You know what? You can still get a great fixed mortgage rate. And the people at the Mortgage Store will stay with you from the beginning of this process all the way to the end. And they can save you money on your home loan and get rid of those high interest rate credit cards. So call them now at 303-423-7171. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too, so it fits your schedule. It's fast, it's easy, and the interest on your home loan may not be tax deductible. But you know what? The interest on your credit card certainly is not. I mean, the interest on your home loan may be tax deductible is what I meant to say. But the interest on your credit cards, you know what? Those aren't. So get in touch with a loan consultant at the Mortgage Store. They're dedicated professionals, and they'll help you out. And they'll go through it every step of the way. And you know what? You can get an answer today, and it doesn't cost a dime to find out. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Direct Democratic dialogue. You get it only on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin here. Hi. Good morning. So good to have you along. High today, 83. Intermittent clouds. And we're talking about CSAP. Let's get back to the phones. And we go to Christine, who's been hanging on in Denver. Christine, thanks for waiting. You're on. And hey. What do you got to say?
Hey, Jay. Hi. Oh, what a topic. Good Lord. open a can of worms, let me tell you. CSAPs, kids hate them. Parents hate them. They're an incredibly poor and very narrow measure of a kid's knowledge or intelligence. They're very expensive. And kids will sit there and they'll sabotage the test. So they'll sit there and they'll, you know, scribble all over them or listen to their iPods or do anything except answer those tests because they're there in a classroom for two freaking weeks doing these tests. Parents will often keep their kids out of school so they don't have to suffer through those hideous 2 weeks. I mean, it's like, it's just useless.
Yeah.
There were the electives. I was driving down the street here in Denver last spring, and all the kids were out in the street there by South High School screaming and yelling and crying with posters saying, don't let them take our electives away from us. And I got out of the car and said, what are they doing now? And they said, they're going to take our electives away, so we won't have art, we won't have music, we won't have shop, we won't have any of those things anymore. And we'll have to be sitting in the classroom for an hour and a half blocks. An hour and a half blocks. They do that now to kindergartners coming up. So having them sit in the class for an hour and a half instead of getting outside and playing. It's nuts. I have the great fortune to have both of my sons go to Denver School of the Arts. I absolutely agree with you that they should be mixed in and there should be that available in every school. But so much of the funds are taken up by paying 200% more for the CSAP tests instead of the other measures that they were taking way back when, which is the Iowa test of basic skills. And I do mean basic
skills. Yeah, I remember the Iowa tests. I remember those. We used those for years.
Absolutely. And they work. They're simple. They're whatever. But CSAP, I mean, they just don't work. The other thing, you know, for your nephew, there is nothing more brilliant to teach a kid math or science, or the elegance of all the relationships that science and math have to life than by giving them an instrument to play.
Right.
What does your nephew hear? What instrument is he drawn to? And then give him that instrument to play. It is the most amazing thing. Both of my kids, one plays piano, the other is a percussionist. They're the most amazing mathematicians. They're the most amazing scientists. Because the elegance of all the relationships are all there in music.
I know, you know, I'm not even an educator and I barely got through high school, but I mean, who the hell came up with this idea? And this whole idea, I mean, just, I can't, unless I'm just blind, you know, and dumb and stupid and can't see, but I just can't, I mean, in looking at this and reading all these articles about it, I just can't see anything positive about it. I just can't.
No, there isn't. One of your callers earlier, I mean, it's about creating clones for computer jobs instead of creative citizens who can, as I say, see relationships instead of be isolated by themselves in front of a computer typing away all day. I mean, that is not a relationship to have, one-on-one to a machine.
See, I don't think, regardless of your political orientation, I don't think anybody, yes, any parent could... I don't know how any parent could be happy with having their kids go through this.
There is no greater experience of cooperation and ensemble than playing in an orchestra, playing in a band, playing in a play, creative writing, for goodness sake, sitting down and talking to yourself on a piece of paper, writing of stories that relate that other people can then share. Dance, for God's sakes, again. Talking about ensemble and working with each other.
Yeah, I just don't. You know what? I don't get it. Christine, thank you. I'm out of time, but I appreciate
the
call. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Jay.
Okay, you got it. And I got George Miller coming up. Jan, Kevin, and Gerard, if you guys want to continue to talk about CSAP, hang on, and we'll do it after we talk to George Miller about the minimum wage thing here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And of course, we'll talk about anything else you want to talk about too after 9 o'clock.
I'm Bill Winter, and I'm running for Congress against Tom Tancredo to bring honor back to America and build a better future for all of us. Please join us August 16th at 4:30 p.m. at the Cool River Cafe in Greenwood Village as we welcome Virginia Governor and Democratic presidential hopeful Mark Warner to Colorado. Celebrate Democratic unity with me, Angie Piccioni, Jay Fawcett, and Ken Salazar. Tickets are limited, so please visit winterforcongress.com or call 720-891-4269 to purchase yours today. I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Thousands of Colorado couples cannot achieve their dream of having a baby. You can help give the miracle of life. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program helps people achieve their dreams. If you are a non-smoking female between 19 and 32 and have some college education, you may be eligible to receive $5,000 for your time and commitment. Call 303-806-6732 or colloeggdonor.com. Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine, 303-806-6732 or colloeggdonor.com.
The findings of the investigation decide which of any Marines should be criminally charged in this case. And if the Marines are charged with murder, there are potential death penalty implications.
With the ranks strained and recruits few fearing duty in Afghanistan or Iraq, the Army's boosting its maximum enlistment age to 42. It's the second such move in 5 months. CBS News military consultant retired Colonel Jeff McCausland says there's plenty for 40-somethings to do.
We're not talking about putting older soldiers, obviously, in the combat infantry or the front line, but there are many administrative jobs, logistics jobs, signal jobs that older soldiers could certainly perform.
Well, Israel is driving home its campaign against Hezbollah, now entering its fourth week. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
The conflict escalated with Israeli commandos launching the deepest raid yet into Lebanon in the town of Baalbek, 70 miles from the border. Hezbollah fired nearly 200 rockets at Israel, a record for a single day. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert.
We have to be patient. We have to be strong. We have to be determined. No, we are.
Olmert says Israel will keep fighting until an international force is deployed in South Lebanon, and that could take weeks. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
It is another day of blistering heat from the Mississippi East, where triple-digit temperatures are making life miserable for millions of people. Reporter Jay Dow of WCBS-TV says the Big Apple's baking.
In the sun, 110 degrees. It's going to be much hotter out here if you're in the sun. People who are out here, they've got to work. They've got to deliver the goods that the businesses need. They have no choice. People tell us they're trying to get the job done as quickly as they can before we head into the afternoon hours.
In Brooklyn at Maimonides Medical Center, Dr. Carl Ramsey says the emergency room's treating the usual kind of hot weather cases.
We're seeing patients who have direct issues, meaning high fevers and severe dehydration at really staggering numbers.
Tropical storm Chris is picking up steam as it skirts past islands in the eastern Caribbean. Right now, its maximum sustained winds are 65 miles an hour. Jamie Rome is with the National Hurricane Center.
We're still looking at a tropical storm. It's a top-end storm, so it wouldn't take a whole lot of intensification to make this a hurricane, and indeed that's what we expect to happen over the next day or so.
Right now, a hurricane watch is up for the southeast Bahamas, as well as Turks and Caicos. And checking Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 47 points, the NASDAQ up 9. This is CBS News.
One good deed deserves another. That's why Western Union offers the Gold Card Reward Program. It's free to enroll, and every time you use your gold card to send a qualifying transaction, you earn points towards cool stuff like watches, cameras, gift cards, and discounts on Western Union fees. There's even a $150 gift check reward. So enroll today in the Gold Card Rewards Program at a Western Union agent location and start earning rewards. Rewards subject to change. Gold card benefits earned on qualifying Western Union money transfer and quick collect transactions only. Visit a participating agent location for details and restrictions.
CompUSA email bag.
Today, Jack emails, Dear CompUSA, got any deals for a starving student? Yeah, Jack. Now through Saturday, we're giving away $10,000 every day. Plus, we've got hundreds of killer deals, like $280 off a compact laptop with AMD Turion 64 processor. It's under $500 after rebates. So get to CompUSA's back-to-school sale, because we got it, we get it.
No purchase necessary, void or prohibited, store visit required. See store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The U.S. Olympic Committee has selected Denver as its newest community partner city. USOC Chief Executive Jim Scherer says it should boost the chances of bringing Olympic sport opportunities to the Mile High City, including world championships in various sports. The designation is also an important step in Denver's bid to host the 2018 Winter Olympics, but the USOC would ultimately decide whether Denver is actually a candidate. Fast-moving storm dumping nearly 2 inches of rain in some parts of the metro yesterday. Drivers in Arapahoe and Douglas counties had to deal with several inches of standing water on some roadways. Luckily, there were no reports of any major trouble caused by that storm.
No reports of many major damage and no road closures.
Kim Castellano with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. More than 7,000 homes lost power for about an hour due to the storm. A tree was blown down by winds gusting over 60 miles an hour. The heavy rains and some hail also prompting a flash flood warning from the National Weather Service. There were no reports of injuries again, and we do expect a repeat later this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we nearly have a full recovery across these highways. Just a few pockets of leftover slowing here. Southbound I-25, Thornton Parkway to 84th Avenue, across downtown and southbound I-25 from Santa Fe as you continue down towards Colorado. Northbound I-25 is wide open, though, coming up from the Denver Tech Center. Still seeing delays for southbound 225 from Yosemite down towards I-25. I-70 is looking much better both directions. Turnpike has made a full recovery. Even eastbound C-470 is doing better. Don't forget, westbound Bellevue shut down at Santa Fe with that garbage truck that struck the overpass. That'll be another couple of hours before they get things reopened there. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The Republican leaders in the House wanted to do, after numerous votes engineered by the Democrats, where we were able to start to get Republicans to vote with us on procedural votes where the minimum wage was the focus of attention, they decided that they would give their vulnerable Republicans a chance to vote for an increase in the minimum wage, but probably not have it become law, because it's highly unlikely that the Senate will accept this link between the minimum wage and the repeal of the estate tax.
So the Senate's just going to kick it out then, in other words, and basically what's going to happen is it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, it's going to be a very hard-fought battle over the next 2 days in the Senate. The Democratic leader, Harry Reid, has made it clear that he plans to try and kill this effort of the Republicans to link the estate tax to an increase in the minimum wage. The Republican leader, Bill Frist, has said that he's going to pass it, and they're down to one or two votes in either direction. So there's some time here for public input about just the outrage after 9 years of waiting. They've already cut the estate tax,
right?
And it's going to be cut until 2011. To now have these people who've waited 9 years to get an increase from $5.15 an hour is just despicable in terms of this strategy by the Republicans.
Boy, you know, maybe it's just me, but they're sure acting in a reckless manner, drawing so close to the midterm elections that they don't think that the average person out there can't see through this.
Well, I think they did it at 2 o'clock in the morning. This last Friday, they were hoping that they would get minimal press coverage. In many ways, it did, because it was too late for the Saturday papers and too old for the Sunday papers. So they're planning this fact that most Americans won't know that this happened, and that's the way they've operated. It's just a continuation of the Tom DeLay policies. Anything that's important to the country that they do late at night, because they just can't stand the sunshine. And to uncover what their policies actually do.
You know, I'm ignorant about this, and there may be others out there that are ignorant about this too, so kind of inform us about how this works. First of all, how do they keep Congress in session and keep this going until 2 o'clock in the morning without anybody noticing? How does that happen?
Well, they go early in the morning. It's not like this Congress is because of the press of time.
Right.
This Congress has met fewer days than any Congress, I think, since the 1940s. We only have 18 days of session left. They come in on Tuesday. They leave on Thursday. They don't do the public's business. But when they get down to a crucial vote that's important to them, that may be very unpopular in the country, they always do it sometime after 10, 11 o'clock at night, usually after midnight, when the press is gone, when the papers are put to bed. They try to intentionally miss that news cycle.
So you have to mechanic in order to keep track of this and to watch them and to make sure that you're into the process as much as they'll allow you to, and they don't allow you much, being in the Democratic Party and being in the minority party right now, which we hope changes in November, but you have to get there early in the morning and then have to stay there and watch them at 11 or 12. I mean, if you step away, they're liable to, who knows what they could pull.
Yeah, they combine this, they combine this with the pension bill, 190 pages that they just drop down a couple hours before the vote, and people then have an opportunity to go through and see what it is they did in the pension bill. So you had these three bills combined, It's the kind of thing, you know, that Ronald Reagan used to rail against, the combining of bills of different subjects and that to go for political votes as opposed to dealing with the subject matter straight up. The fact of the matter is, well over 80% of the people in the country believe that a minimum wage worker should be given an increase from $5.15 an hour. And but they will not give us a straight, clean, up or down vote on that and get it done. They want to trick it up. They want to hold it hostage so that perhaps it doesn't happen, because the Speaker of the House, Republican Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, is very explicit that he's against an increase in the minimum wage. The Majority Leader, John Boehner, is very prideful of the fact that for 25 years he's opposed the minimum wage and never would support it. So this was just a trick to try and give their vulnerable Republicans a vote that they know they need to have to go home with, and hopefully not have the policy become law.
9:12, 12 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking to Congressman George Miller, one of the good guys in the 7th Congressional District out in California. You got to be hopeful. You know what's going on. You test the waters. Do you think we can take control of the House in November?
Oh, I'm very encouraged by this. Absolutely. We've seen, you know, the pundits who had no confidence in the Democrats in the House or even in the Senate were telling us a year ago that we would have to win 15 out of 15 seats in the House of Representatives. They're now telling us that there's as many as 50 seats that are in play. We see the reelect numbers of the Republicans to be very low. Our program for a new direction for America is getting a lot of attention, a lot of favorable comment, because people recognize where the Bush administration, as Republican Congress, is taking the nation is a place they don't want to go. Whether it's a continuation of the war in Iraq, where we're headed obviously in the wrong direction, or it's the failure to secure our ports and our airlines and our infrastructure and our first responder systems after 9/11, where the 9/11 Commission gave them a D and an F, people recognize that's in the wrong direction and they want to go in a new direction. The cost of college, where the Republicans a few months ago ended up doubling the interest rates that students and parents are going to have to pay on college loans at a time when more and more students are not going to college, although they're fully qualified, because they simply can't afford it. And so this is clearly in the wrong direction. And what we're seeing is a lot of enthusiasm. The pollsters tell us that the intensity among Democratic voters is as high as it's been in a long, long time. They plan to go out and vote, and people understand now if you want to change the country, you're going to have to change the Congress.
Yeah, boy, I'm even giving money to out-of-state candidates as well as local congressional candidates, too. I'm so fired up. So
you're not alone. There's a lot of people doing that. If you look, it's the first time where the Democrats have raised more money for their candidates in both the House and the Senate and now lead the Republicans in that effort. So we will be able to have a very robust campaign this fall on behalf of a really significant number of candidates that in our targeted seats, and of course the number of targeted seats keeps increasing as we see the Republicans lose favor in the country with these policies.
Let me very quickly, before we run out of time, switch to some other things. The Iraqis are talking today about how they're going to take over security across the country by the end of the year. They only control security in one province at this time. You think they're capable of doing that?
Well, that remains to be seen. But what I do know is that, the president always said that we'll stand down as the Iraqis stand up. And I think he got it backwards. As we stand down, they will start to stand up. And I think they now understand. You had this statement yesterday by 12 of the Democratic leaders, the Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Leader Reid in the Senate, the people from the Armed Services Committee, Jack Murtha, Carl Levin, and others, saying that they want a significant redeployment of these troops to begin by the end of this year. The Iraqis know that the American people have run out of patience with the incompetence, the corruption, the violence, the civil war that is breaking out, recognizing that our troops have done all that they could do to give the Iraqis this opportunity. But we cannot be the policemen on the street. Our troops aren't trained to do that, nor should they have to do that. So I think what you're starting to see, as we drive this fight to redeploy the troops, you're starting to now see the Iraqis understand that they better get in action here, because we're simply not going to continue to sacrifice our young men and women while they bicker among themselves and engage in this continued civil war.
All right, one last thing. I realize I'm a political junkie. Maybe a lot of people aren't. So this is personally just for me. If you want to comment on this, you want to wade into this water, What do you think about the Lieberman-Lamont situation?
I think that that Joe Lieberman failed to understand that this isn't just blind criticism. This is a concern by people in Connecticut who very much oppose the war that the Bush administration got us into by lying to the American public, by misrepresenting the evidence that they had, by all of the things that we know led up to that. And this is important, and people have a right to vote according to what their concerns are, that's the nature of our system. I mean, you get into the system, and after a number of years, people act as if the public has no right to have a referendum on your service. That's why we have elections every 6 years in the Senate and every 2 years in the House. These are the people that you're working for, and when they get upset with you, they have a right to have a referendum on it. How it comes out, I don't know. But it's certainly the idea that somehow people are being less than loyal and all the rest of that is really sort of here and there under our system, because people get a chance to exercise their vote and their concerns.
But if he loses and then runs as an independent, you think that's a smart move? You think that's a wise move on his part, or should he step aside and support Lamont, which is what most Democrats would do, right?
Well, I don't know what he'll do, I'm not convinced yet that he loses that election. I understand, the campaign against him and the rest of that, but I'm not yet convinced there. Whatever he decides, I'm just more concerned that you see at times where public officials get angry with their public because their public seeks to exercise the very franchise and the voting that brought them to office.
Yeah. Very good point. Listen, Congressman Miller, thank you once again for coming on.
Jay, thank you.
You're welcome here. Whether I do national, sitting in for Ed Schultz or Jerry Springer, or local, you're welcome on my show anytime. It's a real pleasure to have you on.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Congressman. All right, there's Congressman George Miller. All right, let's go to open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about CSAP, you want to talk about transportation, you want to talk about Cuba, which we did early in the morning. We are having technical difficulties, so I can't play you the Arnaldo Coro interview. I wish I could, but if you want to talk, but it'll be online at am760.net.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigalgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice.
Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream. Except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, yes. Yes. Animals, yes. What a great song. What a great song. Do it, Eric.
In this studio part of the city.
Man, little guy with a big voice. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9. Good morning, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 83, intermittent clouds. J. Marvin along with you. And it's open phones. Let's talk about anything you want to talk about. Let's go to Jan in Longmont. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, hi, Jay.
Hi, Jan.
I just had a quick comment with this whole business of the classes that are being cut out to, I don't know, teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah, CSAP?
Yeah. Last week, as a high school graduation present for my niece, who is an honors student, her grandpa paid for a trip for her and me to Rome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So I'm traipsing all around and bragging about this, that, and the other, you know. It's all in the guidebook, whatever. We are in the Sistine Chapel. We are looking at the ceiling. When she turns to me and says, "Who is Michelangelo anyway?"
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
I am not kidding you.
She didn't know who Michelangelo was?
Never heard of him. Never.
Oh, that's sad. Boy, that's really sad.
So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Just this is what we're turning out nowadays. Who is Michelangelo?
Wow, that's a mind blower. Jan, thank
okay.
you. Appreciate
You're
the call.
Bye-bye.
Can you guys believe that? 18-year-old honor student doesn't know who Michelangelo is. They don't teach that in school? What's up with that? I mean, even as dumb as I am, I know who Michelangelo is. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Fabulous show, and the congressman from California was excellent, and boy, have you had some good callers this morning.
Yeah, I have. I had great callers all morning long.
Oh, man, fabulous. Tom Griggs is going to make a great person for the Colorado State Education Board. I've talked to the guy many times. He's fabulous. And the guy ahead of him that was talking about the clones at this CSAP is turning out is absolutely right. But I want to turn the discussion a little bit different in the fact that what exactly is behind what Bush shoved through with Leave All the Children Behind, and the fact that McGraw-Hill does the majority of printing out these tests for the all the schools across the country, and it's billions of dollars that they're making on this, and that's really what it boils down to. Somebody, cronies of the Republicans make a ton of money, and what they end up wanting to do, the effect that they're looking for is trying to get rid of public education. I've got several educators that I know, and none of them, whether they're conservative or liberal, are for this testing. It's ridiculous. It's redundant. It doesn't teach them. And the lady that just talked before me points out just how poor it's, you know, the effects, because they don't have the money to teach art and other various things that we need to round out our children. I mean, if you go to college, they'll make you take so many humanities, so many other classes that round you out as a person and as a student. So if they think it's necessary in college, we know it's necessary in the formative years of grade school, junior high, and high school. And I went to a parochial school early on till eighth grade, and then public school, and I can tell you flat out that the public school was a way better education for a bunch of different reasons. First of all, the teachers wanted to be there because they could make a living there. At the parochial school, they were just getting by, and the number one thing that they wanted to do was they wanted to try to get into the public education so they could make a living being an educator.
Yeah, but nowadays there seems to be a war on public schools.
Oh, there absolutely is, and Bush is leading the charge. He hates government. He hates public schools. Rich people want tax breaks. They don't want to pay for the country. They want to wave flags and not pay any taxes. And just like Congressman Miller was talking about, the fact that they want to tie in the estate tax with minimum wage so that they'll have something to go back and tell their constituents, well, we voted on minimum wage, but the Democrats were against it. I mean, everything they do is just for political gain or to make someone else look bad. And that's why we need to support candidates like Angie Piccioni, Bill Winter, and get a change in this country and lead this country in the right direction, because these Republicans remind me of cockroaches. They do everything in the middle of the night when it's dark, when there's no light on anything. They don't want media to follow up all their political
But you know something. I'd love to talk to a conservative listener who just may be going down the dial and finds us. I would love to talk to them if they have kids and ask them if they're happy with what's going on here. That's number one. And number two, if they think that it's American and that it's good and that it's patriotic to do something, and maybe they don't do this, but I know this goes on, to diss and complain about the public schools and about school teachers in front of their kids. You know, I had a lot of fights with my parents, and I didn't come from the most perfect household on the planet. But I've said this on the air many times. I don't remember ever my parents ever doing two things. One, dissing teachers or the school publicly in front of me. And two, complaining about paying taxes for education. I don't remember them ever saying those things. And if they had feelings about the school system, they either kept them in private and away from the kids, or they did involve us, but they involved us in the Democratic idea of going down to the school board meeting and trying to get change in the system rather than sitting around trying to destroy the system or trying to complain about the system.
Well, Jay, I totally agree with you that there was the same atmosphere in our household, that they were completely supportive of the teachers. And I would have liked to ask that lady from Greeley, who's on the school board there, whether she voted for reference C&D so that they could support the schools. I talked to an educator, he's an administrator at the Front Range here in Fort Collins, and he said if C&D or C wouldn't have passed, there's 11 Front Range junior colleges in Colorado. Nine of out of 11 would have closed down. And we've got a board member here in Fort Collins that's running for House District 53 that she was against referendum C, and Randy Fisher, who is a Democratic candidate, was for it, and she's on our Board of Education. Now, I don't know how she can support education when she doesn't want to fund it. So that's the kind of predicament that voters are in, and I think the choices are clear, that the Republicans against education, they're against funding it, and the Democrats are for it. Now, it's a clear choice for your average voter. You know, their kids are not going to go to private Harvard-type schools. They're not going to go to expensive private high schools. And homeschooling, I totally agree with what you said earlier, the fact that you have to have social contact. That's part of child development.
Yeah, I don't get. I don't understand that at all. I don't get that at all.
Absolutely, makes no sense.
All right, Kevin. Thank you, man. I appreciate you hanging on, and I appreciate you calling the program.
Fabulous show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't get any of that. God, if I had to be homeschooled, I would have gone crazy. And as I've said many times on the air here before, I mean, I was a member of I am a member of a religious minority. I mean, being Jewish is a minority. But, you know, my parents wanted me to be exposed to all kinds of kids. And when I went to school, you know, we went to school, I mean, particularly grade school and high school, we went to school with Hispanic kids. We had some African-American kids. I mean, it wasn't all white. And you went to school with all kinds of kids. And, you know, one of the things I came out of school with, in this firm belief that there ought to be roads for every kid in education. And I just don't understand people who want to destroy the public school systems. I don't get that. Because as much as I hated school and as terrible as I did, you know, I did have teachers. Like Mr. Coulter, who I brought up earlier in the morning, who used to fence with me in social studies and in political science, who would argue with me over Cuba and other things. And it challenged me. You know, it motivated me to read. And, yeah, I used to get into trouble a lot of the time. But, I mean, still, I did have teachers who did take an interest in me. And, you know, it means a lot when you're a troubled kid, when you come out of a troubled environment, a troubled home environment. I don't know. I just think public schools are the answer. And I don't understand this idea of trying to wreck them. 9:32, it's 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, or 28 minutes before 10, depending on how you want to look at it. All right, let's ask Aaron O'Neill here for the final and last time this morning, even though traffic runs on this radio station 24 hours a day, 7
yes,
days a week. But Mr. O'Neill does not work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No,
although
I do not.
Although it seems like it does sometimes. have they gotten that thing in Bellevue straightened out yet?
No, it's still there. It's still there. I think they have to bring in a large crane. They're going to actually have to hook this thing up and yank it off because it's wedged right in there, westbound Bellevue at Santa Fe. That's
you think that driver's, like, fired?
Oh, boy, he's in a bunch of trouble.
He's, like, so fired. It's like, man, you are on the unemployment line big time for doing that. You need to explain once again for people who are just tuning in. You need to explain once again, like, what happened here on Bellevue and Santa Fe.
Well, from what we understand, westbound Bellevue, this garbage truck was traveling westbound Bellevue and must have had his dump up on the garbage truck lifted a little bit, and it struck the Santa Fe overpass and totally ripped it off the truck. The truck kept going underneath Santa Fe, and now you have this big bin crammed in there vertical up against the bridge. So they're going to have to yank that out of there, and then they're going to have to test the bridge for any kind of structural damage. So this is going to be closed for a while, westbound Bellevue. In the meantime, traffic's being diverted onto Windermere, and you can also use Broadway, head south to Littleton Boulevard as an alternate, and back west over to Santa Fe. So count on being there for another hour or two at least. As far as the rest of your highways, looks like things have picked up around town. We're still a little bit busy southbound I-25. From right around Santa Fe, getting down through the bridges, but speeds overall pretty great for the rest of the highways. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy with some scattered.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
The James Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomes James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Foxx, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden, The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Save big on
on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Now buy one window, get the second window for a dollar.
The only number you need to know is 3037-WINDOW.
We're on top of it.
303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I like this song. This is great. Nah, 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 nah. All right, let's stop. I've been in a weird mood all morning. All right, so 9:37, 37 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, High Today 83, Al Franken coming up at 10. It's open phones. Let's go to Brian in Denver. Brian, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm well, thanks. I've been listening to you most of the morning, and this is my first call, but one quick note. Oil is up to almost 76.50. in the last few minutes, just that people like to know that.
I'm going to crawl to work tomorrow morning.
You may have to. I grew up in Denver and have been around here a long time, old retired transactional lawyer, but I also spent a lot of time living in Europe and living in Japan. And the mass transit issue goes way back. You made a quick reference to some issue about General Motors, Standard of New Jersey, and Firestone years ago doing something about mass transit. Well, that, in fact, the three of them were convicted in the late 40s, early 50s of conspiring to buy up and destroy trolley systems and most mass transit systems in this country.
Yeah, I thought so, because I remember, as I said, earlier this morning, I remember as a kid that I used to be able to go, when my mother and I were living across from Roxbury Park in Los Angeles, I remember being able to get to walk outside my apartment with my mother, get on either like an electric bus or the trolley system, and go to Santa Monica Beach to go to the beach. And I know that system is gone now, and I know that in downtown L.A. all that stuff's gone.
Well, and I barely remember the trolleys in Denver because I'm in my mid-50s, but my dad talks about them. And this city was riddled with trolley lines. And you literally could get just about anywhere fairly quickly. He used to go out to Golden from central Denver, and he could get there in a few minutes. It takes longer now to get there than it did on the trolley. There used to be a line called the Red Arrow Line, which connected all of the major cities in Ohio. And a study I read a couple of months ago, you still cannot get between the five major cities in Ohio more quickly than you could on the Red Arrow Line in the 20s and 30s.
You know, why don't we put all that stuff back? Now, you know, number one, I know it would cost money. Number two, I know that people don't gravitate to rapid transit as much as they should, but if it were more available and were more convenient, maybe they would. And I can't figure out, because I don't have a degree in it and I'm not, you know, I don't know. But I just know from reading, like, the papers and from living in all over the country, and I have lived all over the country in more places than most people, most rapid transit systems, or what they call rapid transit, which is really mass transit, most of those systems are taxpayer and state or locally subsidized, and they don't turn a profit.
Well, who pays for the roads? 80% of gas tax dollars that actually get applied to construction, and a substantial portion of our taxes actually go to paying for the roads. And so what's the difference? They're subsidized. They don't turn a profit either.
Well, I'm not suggesting that you know that it's a requirement that they do. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, that it would bother me to have to pay for it. I mean, as a taxpayer living in Illinois and living in Chicago. I mean, I paid for the system there through my taxes, and I owned a home, so I paid through property taxes and stuff. But I'm not suggesting that. What I am suggesting, though, does it not turn a profit because it is administered poorly? Does it not turn a profit because there are not enough riders?
Well, it doesn't. What I'm about to tell you, you're probably going to hate to hear, but mass transit doesn't turn a profit anywhere in the world. It's a question of what is a social and economic necessity and a value. Take Tokyo. I lived in Tokyo for about a year and a half, 2 years. I'm an old retired transactional lawyer, and I had to live in various places. And Tokyo is clogged with cars, about 80% of which aren't necessary, because they have a love affair with cars the way we do. I never had a car in Tokyo because I could get anywhere faster on any of the 15 subway systems or 22 major rail systems that serve the city. I've lived in London, and I've spent a lot of time in Paris, and there is, again, clogged with cars, most of which aren't needed because there's no reason to have them. London has finally solved some of the problem by imposing a fee on people who want to drive in the main part of the city, which makes some sense because the subways have been, they were under the last administration over there, they were pretty much allowed to decay, and they're being rebuilt now. But they're efficient, they're fast, you can get anywhere. One of the problems is that major cities are the ones that are most effectively served by rapid transit. Denver, I like to tell people Denver's on the verge of actually becoming a city. But we're way away from having a legitimate, full-fledged mass transit system, partially because we tore it up. If you drive down on 17th at about Lincoln, and you'll see the old tracks coming through the asphalt. We tore it all up. What Toronto did a few years ago, 15, 20 years ago, is they actually stripped a lot of the asphalt off the old tracks at a significant savings and reinstalled a substantial part of their system. We can't do that because we've ripped up most of ours. But the States doesn't really have... New York comes close, Chicago a little bit. San Francisco's BART line only serves a small area. We don't really have legitimate mass transit. And one of the big problems, and then I'll shut up, one of the big problems is that when mass transit was the key form of transportation anywhere in the world, in the United States in particular, people built along those lines. And when the automobile became king, we had infill, and now I don't know that there's really an effective way to go back.
All right. One last question, because I'm almost out of time here.
Sure.
If we had it, do you think people would use it, and why don't they use it? Because right now it's inconvenient?
I think a lot of it, particularly in cities like Denver, and which have moderate but very small transit systems, they don't use it because it's inconvenient. If I'm in New York, I can walk out, get on a subway, and get just about there. In London or Tokyo, same thing. I can walk two blocks to a subway station, and I can be on the other side of the city in an office in 15 or 20 minutes. It would take an hour and a half to drive. That's when people start doing it. And oil and gas costs are going to do it, too. I mean, at $76.50 a barrel, it's going to start to hurt soon. We're going to be higher than that soon.
All right, man. Hey, Brian, I appreciate your call. Hope you'll call again, and thanks for the information.
I will. Thanks, Jay, very much.
All right, talk to you later.
Right.
Yeah, I would use mass transit if we had it. By the way, one of the Marines involved in the Haditha situation is suing John Murtha for defamation and statements about him and others about the whole thing. It's too bad what's happening to John Murtha, that he's being savaged and swift-boated and gone after simply for speaking out. But a lot of times, that's what happens when you speak out and you're too vocal. Open phones underway here. One line open at 303-713-7600. Coming up, we're going to talk to Clark in Lakewood. He's got a brother serving in Afghanistan who has turned on Bush, he says. And Don in Greeley is the president of the Coalition for Better Education, and he's going to talk to us about inequities in CSAP. And Ron says in Cheyenne, arts are becoming less taught.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster can help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
Fine arts and crafts and food fit for a king. The Colorado Renaissance Festival final weekend is August 5th and 6th.
Take your car to my experts in the auto industry. Aspen Goodyear, the largest independent Goodyear dealer in Colorado with five convenient locations, offering full auto services with top-notch ASE certified technicians. And get this, they refuse to be beaten on any price. So shop the rest, then call Aspen Goodyear for the absolute lowest price and fastest service, including a free alignment when you buy four tires. 303-771-9800, 771-9800.
947, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner and you're buried with credit card bills, you got to get hip to the mortgage store. They've got a great low rate for you. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.99% for a 30-year fixed rate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171, because if you act quickly and call now, you can defer your next two house payments. How about that? Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. You know, the Federal Reserve has raised rates 16 times in the past months. So the minimum payments on your credit cards have doubled. And, man, you know what those things are. I mean, they have a low introductory thing to get you into them. And then they're, like, really hard to get out of. I mean, we've all been there. So if you own your own home, and you really, it pays to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of this special 5.99% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered by the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. The mortgage store will stay with you every inch of the way. They're good folks, and they're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too, so it fits your schedule. This is just the right thing to do. They can save you money on your home loan and get rid of those high interest rates, those high interest credit card rates. And you know what? Even if you've had credit problems, we've all had those problems, they can still help you out, and it doesn't cost a dime to call them. So call them today at 303-423-7171 and start saving money and get out from underneath the economic pain. The number again, 303-423-7171.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well,
not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:49, 49 minutes past the hour at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi, Alex. How are you? Jay Marvin here. I'm just picking on somebody who works here. All right, it's open, folks. Let's get back to the phones, and we go to Don in Greeley. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Jay.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. You're the president of Coalition for Better Education. Explain what that is first real quick for those people who don't know.
All right. Very good. There are more and more people outraged about CSAP. And 5 years ago, I boycotted the test. I was a career teacher in an inner-city school in Greeley, and that was the beginning of our Coalition for Better Education. So I wanted folks to know that we can do something about this. It's really educational malpractice, Jay. And parents do have the right to exempt their children from the test. And by doing this, we will more and more raise our voices and cause political change. So anyway, I would like the folks to have our website.
Yeah, good. Give it out.
Okay, it's www.the, that's the, T-H-E-C-B-E, Coalition for Better Education, .org. And they'll find tons of information there. They'll find a connection between McGraw-Hill and the Bush administration that goes back three generations.
All right, well, explain to me really quickly what your principal objections to a CSAP are. Are they the same as mine, or do you have different ones?
Well, I'm not quite sure what yours are, Jay.
Well, number one, I object to the narrow focus of the curriculum and the lack of emphasis on the arts, music,
absolutely,
and social science. And then I don't like the idea that if the school doesn't reach its intended goal, then they're punished. I don't like the punitive part of it either.
Absolutely. I mean, we're on the same page on all of that. And also, teachers are more and more becoming technocrats. They're not opening, or they're not allowed to touch each individual child. Each child is different. Each child has different needs and different talents. And the magic of teachers is to touch those talents of children and to address their needs. Well, teachers are becoming more and more technocrats, so oppressed by the system they are. So that's another piece of the puzzle as well.
Well, definitely the system has got to change because it's not right.
Well,
it's just not right. I mean, I'll pose the same question to you that I posed all morning. What do you do? You got a 15-year-old, 14-year-old kid in school, or even a 10-year-old, or whatever the case may be, and they're drawn towards the arts, and there's no emphasis on that. That kid is basically goes to school and doesn't get any payoff, gets no reward.
Yes, it's going to be it's a tragedy. It really is an educational tragedy. That child very often will be very frustrated, will drop out, and instead of becoming a boon to society, will become a weight.
Yeah.
Jonathan Kozol, I don't know if you're familiar with him, he has a wonderful book called The Shame of the Nation, and he talks about what is happening regarding high-stakes standardized testing. One of the consequences is de facto segregation. We're seeing this more and more throughout the country. In fact, we're seeing more de facto segregation now than we have ever seen since 1954 with Brown versus Board of Education.
See, and I think that's wrong, too. That's critically
Absolutely.
And tragically wrong.
Absolutely.
Boy.
So that's why we are raising our voices. We're being the town crier, you know. We're raising our voices, saying to parents, we must make some changes. And parents, really, in the last analysis, you have the power. You can exempt your children from the test, and this is a very powerful statement. And again, they can find an opt-out letter on our website.
So sorry, really, give your website again.
I'm really pushing this, you know, Jay.
That's all right.
www.thecbe.org. www.thecbe.org. The Coalition for Better Education.
All right, Don. Thank you for the call. Appreciate
thank
you being
so much,
involved
Jay, for being there and for being a town town crier in your own way.
Well, thanks, Don. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Best wishes.
All right. See you later. Let's go to Clark in Lakewood. Clark, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, thanks for what you do. I enjoy your show.
Oh, you're more than kind.
You know, I have a brother who's was called up to Afghanistan. He joined the military in the late 80s. He didn't have to. He had a good job. He has a college degree. He wanted to serve his country. He's very pro-military. In 99 and 2000, he was, I would say, a militant Bush supporter. I mean, if you said anything derogatory about Bush, he was in your face. He's a big guy with veins popping out of his forehead.
Mm.
And as things have gone on, he is no longer active duty. I mean, he is now, but I mean, he left the military as far as active duty and was in the reservist. He was called up, and before he shipped off to Afghanistan, he was stationed at Fort Carson. I had some opportunity to spend some time with him, and we were talking about Iraq and the intelligence. And he is, when he was active duty, before he was an intelligence expert. And I don't know a lot about what he did exactly because it's all secretive. He takes the military extremely seriously. He will not talk about it. But we were talking about Iraq, and he looked at me very seriously, and he said, they crooked the intelligence on Iraq.
Yeah,
and
they did.
They did. And he's not someone who would say that unless he really felt it was true. He recently sent me an email. Now, he doesn't talk a lot about what's going on in Afghanistan. He just kind of you know, he does his job and he keeps his mouth shut and does his duty. But recently, and so it really makes me think that things are not going well, because he wouldn't say these things unless he really was feeling passionate about it. He says, Afghanistan is becoming frustrating to me. I can't see that we have made much of any progress here. If we left this country right now, I think it would be a big mess, bigger than when we came. And he puts no with an exclamation point. The Taliban is not gone.
No, they're not.
They're still in this country inserting their will and their backwards ideology on others. Drugs are still a high cash crop here. Schools are still being burnt down. Innocent people are still being killed. Women have not found their place in society. Most are illiterate and kept prisoners in their own homes. I believe that the current administration has tried to keep Afghanistan out of the news as much as possible, because I don't think they want the public to know that we have two messes, not just one in Iraq.
Well, you know, there's a couple things going on here. Number one, Iraq and Afghanistan both have been pushed off the news by what's going on between Israel and Hezbollah. That's number one. And we shouldn't lose sight of either Iraq or Afghanistan.
No.
Both of them are in a mess. And the thing is, you know, we can't sit here every day, at least I can't sit here every day, and talk about ain't it awful under George W. Bush. I think what we need to do is we need to offer some good alternatives to the public at large, and we need to change things, and we need to make sure that we get our butts, you know, into those polling places in November and make sure our votes count. And I think that there are a lot of people out there, like your brother, who are becoming disillusioned because they realize that a lot of what they were told and a lot of what we were led to believe and a lot of what was said just isn't true. It wasn't true. And it's an American tragedy. I mean, all of it is an American tragedy, and there are, and I hate to say this, but there are Democrats who are involved in this, like Joseph Lieberman and others, who are just as involved in this as Republicans are. But, you know, as a Democratic Party, I mean, all we can do, you know, all we can do is we can just hope that Lamont wins, Lieberman loses, and the people like your brother and others come join us, not because we force them to admit that that they might have been wrong, but to get together as Americans to build a better country and do the right thing. Clark, thank you, man, and good luck to your brother.
Thank you.
Tell him thank you for his service.
All right, take care.
All right, take care. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning we'll talk about the Iraqis and about them taking over their own security. Plus, we'll talk about the nasty.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling